following is a presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Drive it to Richie for three. Got it! Richie Saunders!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. To get you ready for BYU versus Houston, here's your host, Ben Bagley.
Cougar fans, welcome into the semifinals of the Big 12 tournament, and welcome into Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Tonight, the 4-seed BYU Cougars will face the 1-seed, top-seeded Houston Cougars. Once again, it's the Cougars in blue versus the Cougars in red, with the winner advancing to tomorrow evening's Big 12 championship game. Taking a look of how we got here, the 17th-ranked BYU Cougars get here tonight, having won 9 straight games, including a 96-92 win yesterday over 12th-ranked Iowa State. The win is the second over the Cyclones in the last 2 weeks. Both teams left the net smoking in the game as the two teams shot a combined 54% from the field, but it was the Cougars who started and remained hot all game long from three. BYU shot 18 for 36 for an even 50% from downtown. Those 18 three-point shots are a Big 12 tournament record. The Cougars' depth also was key as the bench squad outscored a shorthanded Cyclones team 41-9 in the game. No shock to anyone, though, was Richie Saunders leading the Cougars with 23 points. Foose had 15, while Trevin Nell kicked in 14, going 4-for-4 from three. And while BYU comes in tonight hot with 9 straight, Houston says, "That's nice. I see your 9 and I raise you 2. As the Red Cougs come in on an 11-game win streak. Second-ranked Houston dispatched of Colorado yesterday 77-68, with Emmanuel Sharp scoring 19 points to pace Houston. LJ Cryer and Milos Uzan dropped 14 apiece. Houston is 28-4 on the season, and their last loss was their only loss in Big 12 play, and it came at the hands of Texas Tech by 1 point in OT, 82-81. That was back on the first day of February. Houston is second in the nation in scoring defense, giving up just 58.4 points per game on average. BYU 23rd in scoring offense at 81.8 points per game. So this will be an interesting chess match, watching the difference between what Kelvin Sampson and Kevin Young are on the Houston side of it, trying to get the defense to be a stopper. On the BYU side of it, Kevin Young trying to keep that offense as hot as it was yesterday against Iowa State. Back on January 4th, it was the first conference road game for BYU as they traveled to Houston and suffered an 86-55 loss. Trevin Nell was the only BYU Cougar to score in double figures in that game with 12, while Houston's Emmanuel Sharp had 18 in the win. The 31-point loss is the worst loss of the season for BYU, so they're looking for a little bit of a change. Yesterday, after the win against Iowa State, BYU head coach Kevin Young said that this isn't the same BYU team that Houston saw earlier in the season.
You know, we played them super early on. They were our first Big 12 road game, and they smacked us. And so, you know, we've grown a lot since then. You know, we feel like we've found more of our identity since that time. So whoever we play, you know, we'll try to go out there and be the best version of ourselves.
Of course, those comments going before the Houston and Colorado game, but speaking about Houston. On the Houston side of things, the Red Cougs are a little different team as well, playing with much more cohesive ball, according to guard LJ Cryer.
Everybody on our team is playing that really confident. We got more trust in each other. You know, we just got good continuity right now, so we just got to keep it up.
Bottom line is Houston's one of the best teams in the country, bar none. They are just that good. Kelvin Sampson has the Red Cougs just a machine. They've been a machine for years. There was worries coming into the Big 12 Conference that they wouldn't be able to continue at that high level in the Big 12 Conference. Kelvin Sampson said, ha, and they got it done, and they've continued to dominate the Big 12 Conference. being a member of the last two seasons. BYU, on the other hand, is a team that's growing in momentum and growing in steam, having won nine straight and done so in difficult circumstances and difficult situations, yet still getting the job done. So not knowing what the outcome of the game today will be, what we can know is it's going to be a good game. I spoke with BYU guard Trey Stewart this morning, just after Cougars did their walkthrough preparing for Houston. I began that conversation for today's pregame conversation with Trey, asking him as a player and as a team, what has this nine-game win streak been like?
I think a lot of us have just been, like, very determined. I mean, it's a good energy in the gym every day that we're in. We have great, like, practices, and that's the thing that KY talked about was, like, it's very rare that he's been a part of the team, but we have this type of energy. That practice is this late in the year. It's been fun, obviously, to win nine games in a row in the Big 12, set records that way. Really all of us are just motivated to do more and know we have a very high ceiling.
Has there ever been a point in this run where you guys have just stopped and go, let's just appreciate and enjoy the moment of what's going on?
Me and Trev do a good job of, like, helping each other be present a lot of the times. We're like, a Kansas win was one of them where we're sitting there and I just pull him aside. I'm like, bro, look up in the stands, look at all the people here, and we're up 40 on Kansas. Like, this is crazy. So there's definitely those little moments. Like, the Iowa game was another one where it was like, I actually just sent Trev a DM the other day where it was like toughest places to play in college basketball. Allen Fieldhouse was one, and then Iowa's was the other one. It's like, man, we got wins at the number one and three toughest places to win in college basketball. So definitely grateful for that.
I want to take just a quick second, look back at yesterday's game, although the focus is on Houston. Houston, in that first half, you said in the post game, it was kind of fun from a basketball head's point of view to watch as Jones is going off, hitting every shot that he throws up. Not fun to watch if you're trying to guard him, but just from a guy who appreciates the game, that's fun to watch it. You guys were just as hot. I mean, talk about kind of that game as a player as it went on, and at what point you guys felt like, we've got this.
It's like the first game at their place was funny because it was like 0-0 with like 16 minutes left in the game or in the first half. And it's like totally opposite this next game. Definitely playing the team the second time helps out. You kind of understand how they guard. So we're definitely prepared. But that first half was very entertaining in terms of like high level scoring. It was, like I said, it was fun to watch. It was fun to be part of that.
It was a fun game to watch just as a fan. I can't imagine what it was like to play in. Let's push forward. Tournament play. I mean, no time to rest. You play yesterday, you play again today. How do you get your mind and your body right as you make that transition with little to no time to prepare for Houston?
Yeah, simple. Just turn the page and be present. I mean, we just had a walkthrough. We just barely went through Houston's sets, went through the personnel. Really, the approach is no different. Obviously, it's kind of a little bit of a more rushed timeline. Really everything's the same. We went through our same sets, went through our coverages, mentally just getting prepared. Right now, we're all just kind of sitting on the information that we just got. Then when game time rolls around, we have that last film session, we'll be dialed in and ready to execute.
This Houston team does a lot of things well. They're a really well-coached team. They execute at a high level. Kelvin Sampson, one of the best in the game. But what do they do exceptional? What's the one thing as BYU Cougars you're looking at, we've got to stop them from doing?
Yeah, this. Offensive rebound is absolutely crucial. They live on the offensive glass. So we really have to be dialed in on our defensive glass, getting hits. When the guards don't crash, we've got to go in and help the bigs because the bigs will be battling. They just have a lot of rebounding power, and that's what they rely heavily on. So that's kind of a huge superpower that we're going to try to take away.
Is this a measuring stick game for you guys? I mean, you're hot. You're one of the hottest teams in the country, but Houston's actually on a longer streak than you guys, and they've been the cream of the crop in this conference since y'all came in.
Mm-hmm. It's really like, obviously, there's all the other narratives and stories behind it, but at the end of the day, it's just another basketball game that we got to go execute, and it's a good opportunity for us to measure ourselves up against them. It is a little bit more kind of motivating for us just because they got us pretty good at their place. And we kind of are looking to kind of make it up and see how we measure up now that we're kind of a different team. Really, it's kind of a fun opportunity to go and get to play them again.
Close like I usually do with you, Trey. Two things BYU has to do well tonight to win. You kind of hit with offensive rebounding being one of the big key, or being able to keep them off the offensive boards. What's the other key to the game for you guys?
offensive rebounding and our pace and offense. When we get slowed down in the half court, we can score in the half court, but we're obviously a lot better in transition. So as long as we keep that pace up, we play a lot of men, we play a lot of bodies. So we have a lot more energy than other teams who only go like 7 deep, 8 deep. So yeah, we're offensive rebounding and transition scoring.
Appreciate Trey for taking some time with me this morning after their walkthrough to talk about the game tonight and this pregame conversation. I think it's going to be interesting to see this battle between the two Cougar teams. It's going to be an epic battle. This is what March Madness is about. You have two of the hottest teams in the country going head-to-head. And if you don't believe me that they're two of the best teams in the country, let's take a look at the tell of the team sheet. Selection Sunday's on Sunday. We're just days away from Selection Sunday. Just an interesting twist on the team sheet, just looking at what the Iowa State win did for BYU overnight. They're up 3 in the net to 23 from 26. BPI remained the same at 24. They're up 2 from 32 to 30 in KPI and up 1 in KenPom from 24 to 23. Houston, for their end, they are 3rd in the country in net, BPI, and KenPom, and 6th. In KPI, yes, the Houston Cougars are really good. We understand that. It's going to be a fun game. In ESPN's Bracketology, Joe Lunardi has BYU a 5 seed with that arrow still pointed up. The momentum's going in the right direction for the BYU Cougars. Houston, of course, is one of Lunardi's 1 seeds. Neither team will be sweating it out this Sunday during the selection show. Both teams are in regardless of the outcome today. Coming up next, we'll head to the T-Mobile Center for our courtside conversation with the one and only Mark Durant. Cougar Pregame Live continues in a moment on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Ben Bagley with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live. It's time for our courtside conversation. Joining me now from the Utah Ice Center courtside seats is a guy who had 18 racks of ribs last night. That's one for every BYU three-pointer made yesterday, Mark Durant. Mark, how are you?
Recovering from that, yes. Yes, I.
From the ribs or the hot shooting of BYU yesterday?
Both. Both were equally impressive, the amount. Kansas City's a great place. I was walking in here, and there's a lot of BYU fans here and, you know, a lot of families with their kids. And I thought, man, what a great memory to come here and then have that great win last night over Iowa State and a chance to play, you know, one of the top teams in the country today and feel like you got a shot at it. And, have some good barbecue, too, and the weather's been nice. So, man, I got no complaints. This is a fun time, and I love how BYU's playing. I can't remember how much fun having this much fun calling games because this team is special. They're talented. They've kind of bought into what Coach Young wants to do. They believe in themselves, and they got a little bit of magic in them so far. I mean, the way they've won these games against great teams late, it's been pretty cool to watch.
Well, I actually really wanted to start there, and you kind of covered most of it, but just to kind of reiterate, BYU Cougar fans, we're watching this BYU team playing in the semifinals of the Big 12 Conference Tournament with an opportunity to play in the championship game. Not only that, you're playing one of, if not the best team in the country in the Houston Cougars. You're getting a chance for redemption, and it's not often you get to cover a game or watch a game featuring your team, but it's also featuring two teams with 20 straight wins coming into the game between the two teams. Are we truly living in the best of times?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I mean, BYU's gone about a month or so without losing, but this Houston team's gone since November, losing only one game. So both these teams are playing with a lot of confidence. You watch Houston play, there's no lack of confidence with these guys. No. They got big egos. They play with the swagger, and rightly so. I mean, they win, and they're used to winning. They expect to win. Maybe one thing you've got going forward is because they win so much, they might overlook BYU, and that would be a mistake because you talk about how good Houston is. BYU's been one of the, if not the best team the last month. And talk about whatever you want in November or December or January. I mean, that matters too, but this last month in conference, and to do that in conference the way they've done it, beating ranked teams on the road, at home, I mean, I wouldn't want to have to play BYU. BYU's got such depth, such a great shooting team, and can beat you in a bunch of different ways. So I don't think Houston will overlook BYU because of what happened down in Houston, but maybe they do a little bit, and BYU can sneak up on them a little.
You mentioned this. I want to hit BYU, then I'm going to ask a Houston question. You mentioned how confident this Houston team is. You get to interact with these players more than the average fan, the BYU players. How confident are they? Because in talking to them just a little bit that I get to, they seem pretty confident about where what this team can do.
I think they're getting more and more confident. Every game winning breeds confidence. And what I see from BYU is they've really developed an identity. They believe that they can win any game. They believe in each other. You've got a bunch of guys that are on a positive playing trajectory, which means they're getting better and better. Everybody's contributing down. You know, everybody on that played yesterday contributed in a significant way. They're built for tournament runs because of that depth. And so why wouldn't you be confident? It would be counterintuitive to not be confident if you're BYU at this point. This is a team that believes in themselves and believes they can play with anybody, and I think they can. I'm a little bit pessimistic by nature, but I'm a convert to this team. I'm expecting them to do great things, and until they stop doing them, I'm going to keep believing it. It's really fun, and all the great players and teams in history have had that confidence and have had that swagger, and I'm seeing that from BYU, and that's an important. It's not a cockiness. It's not, you know, a big head. It's realizing how good you are, and then playing that way. And I think this team's got it.
Houston, if I was texting this question to you, Mark, I'd say Houston is all caps a great team. But what is the one or two things that Kelvin Sampson has this Houston team doing at an elite level?
Well, I have to start with their defense. I mean, their performance in Houston against BYU was as good a defensive performance as I've ever seen. But I think BYU's better dealing with that now. I think Iowa State is up there with them, and BYU just played them twice, so they're kind of acclimated to that, I'm hoping. But certainly defense, getting steals, and then getting out in transition, points off turnovers is a big deal from them. And then they kind of remind me of the old San Diego State teams that we used to have to play that weren't great shooters, although I'm not saying Houston's not a great shooter, but they part of their offense is it doesn't really matter if we make this shot. We're going to go get an offensive rebound and score it. And BYU got beat badly on second-chance points and points off of turnovers in Houston. So that's the biggest challenge when you face Houston is to not get really burned in those situations. And, you know, we've just learned that Roberts is not going to play in this game for Houston. And so that's a break for BYU. But like with Iowa State, they've certainly got enough weapons without him. But, you know, this tournament's cool and people want to win it. But a team like Houston has their eyes certainly on next week as they'll be a number one seed and they want to get everybody healthy. So they're going to try and win it with the guys they've got, which is they've got plenty. And so anyway, that was a long-winded answer. I don't even remember what your question was, Ben, but I'm sure I answered it brilliantly.
No, you did, because you hit it right. Trey Stewart called offensive rebounding Houston's superpower. So I think you hit it exactly. Hey, as a broadcaster and as a player, mostly as a player, but we'll get you as a broadcaster in this. Tournament plays a little bit different. Back-to-back games, game every day. What's the difficulty or the advantages of doing that?
As a player, I loved it. the reason I was a mediocre player because I didn't like to practice. I mean, practice was hard. Playing was fun. So it's fun to play in a tournament. And there's not a lot of time to think. You just go and play. And there's not a lot of time to scout So you kind of have to rely on basic principles. I mean, obviously they've played Houston before, and they'll go over some stuff, but it's really about we're on a neutral floor, we're playing, who's the better team? We're just playing. And I love that about it. And I think, like I said, this BYU team has such unusual depth that they can play that second group. They played, and they were terrific. They scored 41 points that group. Foose was great. Everybody was great. And it was actually that group in the second half that got BYU back in it when they got down a few points. And in order to and be able to rest guys and not play Richie 37 minutes every night and to not have a drop-off, like I said, you're built for a tournament. It's almost to BYU's detriment that, you know, that they made the quarterfinals. I'm not complaining, but they're a team that could play five games in a row because of how they're built. And, you know, that's been a big advantage all year long, especially at home, to be able to play so many guys. It just wears teams out. And I think you saw that a little bit last night. And, you know, Houston had to play a game yesterday, as did BYU. But Houston's guys played a little bit more minutes. And maybe it doesn't matter tonight, but as you play multiple games in multiple days, that advantage really starts to make itself more evident.
Well, Mark, we'll let you kind of go and digest those ribs a little bit longer before you and Greg have to take over with the play-by-play. Thanks for your time, man.
Always a pleasure, my friend. This will be a fun one.
Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow, right?
Yes, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Hey, go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. After a quick timeout, we'll look at what's on tap in the Big 12 Conference. We'll also look at some scores throughout the college hoops. You're listening to Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Ben Bagley.
Welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics, getting you ready for the 17th-ranked BYU Cougars against the second-ranked Houston Cougars tonight in KC. Bit of news that just came out, and you heard Mark talk about it. Juwan Roberts, the starting forward for Houston, will not play tonight. He is in a boot there in Kansas City. That means that Houston's losing about 30 minutes a game, 10 points, 11 points per game, and he is the team leader in rebounds at 6.3, so a nice or a big loss for Houston going into this game. See if the Cougars in blue, or black tonight, black and blue, can take advantage. Coming up next, we'll send you the Utah Ice Center courtside seats at the T-Mobile Center for Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Rebell. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rebell.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome back courtside inside the T-Mobile Center in downtown Kansas City, Missouri, as tonight it's the semifinal round of the Big 12 Championship. Clash of the Cougars, this one, number 17, BYU, battling second-ranked Houston in only their third meeting all-time as Big 12 opponents. BYU, the Big 12 tournament four-seed, Houston is the one seed. These two teams advancing to the Final Four here in Kansas City in different ways. BYU hitting a season-high 18 three-pointers and outlasting the five-seed Iowa State in a 96-92 thriller in the first game yesterday. Houston then followed BYU onto the floor and cruised to a comfortable low-scoring win over the 16-seed Colorado. The winner of this game will get the Arizona Texas Tech Survivor in tomorrow night's title tilt. I'm your play-by-play presenter, Greg Rubel. I'm joined on the headset by my 28-year commentary colleague, the beloved former BYU hoopster himself, Mark Durant. Mark, we've called a lot of BYU basketball over the years, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of games, and I don't know that we've ever seen a stretch of play as good as this. BYU's now won 9 games in a row, including 6 quad one victories, 4 wins over AP top 25 teams. BYU's winning in difficult venues. BYU's closing out nail biters. BYU's taken apart some of the best defensive teams in the country. yesterday's win over Iowa State, well, just the latest in a string of remarkable results for Kevin Young's crew.
It's been a remarkable month or so. It's like being on Mr. Young's wild ride. I mean, every game seems to get better and better, and every win seems to get better and better, and every team that they play seems to get better, and that'll be the case tonight, as this will be the best team that BYU has played in this wonderful streak and a chance to get their best win yet. And they'll have to play great basketball against Houston, but I think the dynamic has changed in the last month with how well BYU's played that people think BYU can win this game. And I think they can win this game, and I think this BYU team thinks they can win, whereas maybe a month ago it would have been a highly, highly unlikely prospect. Now, is it going to be tough? Absolutely. It'll be their best win of the year, but it's certainly within the capability of this team with how they've been playing recently.
He is Mark Durant. We'll hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young coming up next. As the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show continues live from the Big 12 Championship in Kansas City on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show. Here's Greg Wrubell.
Back in Kansas City for semifinal night at the Big 12 Championship here at the T-Mobile Center. Coming up just after the top of the hour, we've got 24-8 BYU taking on 28-4 Houston. UH, the nation's number two team, a one seed here in KC, and a projected one seed in the NCAA tournament, which begins next week. BYU ranks 17th nationally and is a four seed here in Kansas City. These are arguably the two best teams in college basketball over the last month. BYU's won 9 in a row in an elite Big 12 conference, and Houston's won 11 straight games. Time now for my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For all of your personal and business banking needs, visit us online at zionsbank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the ways Zions Bank is for you. And tonight, Coach Young talks about what a difference a couple of months make. Back on January 4th, BYU lost 86-55 at Houston. But the way BYU has turned its season around since early January feels like a very long time ago.
Yeah, it does feel like a long time ago. I mean, there's certain things that you can take from it, but, you know, we try to pull some positive clips from there. You know, interesting timing with the game. They're very similar to Iowa State. So we were showing stuff that both teams do, and we were showing them, hey, when we do this, it was good. When we didn't do this, it was bad. So we try to draw those parallels, and that's really kind of all we took from that first matchup.
What are a couple of general commonalities that helps from Iowa State to Houston?
Yeah, just defensive, the aggressive nature on the pick-and-roll defense. You know, they put two on the ball, you know, pretty aggressively. Iowa State did not do that as much in the last night, or yesterday rather, but at their place they definitely did. So that's the main commonality.
You did give Dallin a few more minutes yesterday. It felt like that kind of game. How much do you trust Yegor to handle what Houston's bound to throw at him?
Have all the confidence in the world in Yegor. He's been great for us all year. You know, there's times where, you know, he has such a good vision of the floor that sometimes, you know, he tries to make the pass instead of the hockey assist. He tries to make the assist. So that's something that we try to point out to him. But, you know, he's dialed in and ready to go.
Yesterday is kind of like the formula you want, right, in the postseason. You have someone you count on. Richie carries a large load. But then up and down the roster, you were getting it from everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it was a true sign of our depth. You know, the bench points, and I'm not a huge plus-minus guy, but that game plus-minus was pretty telling, I felt like. But, again, that's been a strength of our team here in this kind of second half of the season. And so, you know, any guy on our roster can have a huge night.
Waiting to see on Juwan Roberts, of course, but going back to January, are they the same? Do they look the same team that you saw then that you're seeing now?
Yeah, I mean, I think Kelvin's done a great job there. You know, they have a certain identity, and they play to that no matter who they're playing against, and whether he plays or not, they'll put the next guy in, and he'll by virtue of their culture and what they're about, just play to their style, I'm sure.
How great is it to be playing on the Final Four Friday here in Kansas City?
Ah, man, I've been really impressed with everything here in Kansas City. This is a big-time arena, an NBA-level arena. I think the fanfare around this tournament has been really fun, not only for me, but I got my family here too. They've had a ball, so seeing a lot of blue out on the streets and in the hotels and in the stands. So that part's been really fun and exciting.
It is a great setup, Coach. Good luck in this one. We'll hear from you post game.
Thank you.
If they can show that they can do that tonight, the sky is literally the limit for this team, because they've done so many amazing things, and to get a win tonight would be the cap of all of that, the icing on the cake, or maybe the pie today, because
yes,
it's pie day.
And, it is that.
And we'll see how it goes, but I certainly like this team and what they've done, and am a believer in this team.
Coming up next, we'll have more on BYU and Houston from the Big 12 Championship. As we head to break, this reminder that BYU basketball is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues right after this, live from Kansas City on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. See your Utah Hyundai dealers, a proud partner of BYU Athletics. We are coming to you live from the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, site of the BYU or the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. Coming up, the first of two semifinals, four seed BYU and one seed Houston. Let's pause for our national anthem.
See by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket trembling, the bombs burning.
Yesterday's win over Iowa State, BYU led by Richie Saunders, 23 points in 21 Big 12 games now. Richie's been the leading scorer in 13 of them. But on Thursday, BYU got contributions up and down the roster. All 10 players who saw the floor scored. Four players double figures. Trevin Nell, 14. Mihailo Boskovic, 10. When Trevin scores in double figures this year, BYU's 12-1. Meantime, Mihailo, been kind of a late-season revelation for BYU. Key part of this win streak.
Trevin was a kind of a quiet 4-for-4 from the three-point line, and then Mihailo comes in. And what about Mihailo and Wood and Trey? Is these guys don't play with any fear. They're not overwhelmed by the moment. They come out. They're ready to shoot. They're ready to play hard. Mihailo plays with the reckless abandon that I love, but he's under a little bit more control than he was early in the season, makes good decisions. So I just love what I see up and down that lineup. Everybody that gets in contributes.
BYU fans make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith next to Home Depot in Linden. The Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this from Kansas City on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
BYU and Houston coming up here in KC. Consummate contrast in styles. BYU gets up and down. Houston slows it down. BYU, one of the highest assist rate teams in the country. Houston has one of the lowest assist rates. BYU regularly scores 80s and 90s. Houston content to win games in the 60s and 70s. But both teams get it done their own way. BYU ninth nationally in offensive efficiency. Houston's 11th. But where Houston separates itself, of course, is on the defensive end. UH ranks second nationally in scoring defense, third in defensive efficiency, fourth in two-point field goal percentage defense, fifth in effective field goal percentage defense. Mark, Houston hasn't allowed 70 points in regulation in almost 2 months.
Well, Houston is as good as there is at defense, clearly. If BYU doesn't score 70, they're going to lose this game. But what we've seen from this BYU team is that they've scored a lot of points against some really good defenses. They'll have to do it again tonight, but it's not something that they haven't done, and this will be a great test to see exactly where this team is.
Final words on the Cougar Tip-Off Show next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, quick final word coming up here from Kansas City. BYU and Houston straight ahead. Marcus, tournament time. And not a coincidence that among the most important players for BYU yesterday were the BYU lifers, the old-timers, Richie Saunders, Dallin Hall, Fuseni Traore, Trevin Nell, guys you can count at this time of year. There's a place for the youngsters and the newcomers. But, man, yesterday the guys we've seen for a long time really got it done for BYU.
Richie in that second half was special. He seems to kind of sense when BYU really needs him, and then he gets it done. He puts his head down, gets to the rim or to the free throw line, and all those guys, yeah, everybody stepped up in their moment, in their role, and did a great job.
All right, tip-off of BYU in Houston, it's next. This has been the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, live from Final Four Friday at the Big 12 Championship in Kansas City on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
Hall dribbles into a three left side. That's good!
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All-Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments. By Big O Tires, stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, we hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Extended hands off to Nell. Nell lobs to Kaba! There it is! The alley-oop throwdown!
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Starting lineups now introduced to you, courtesy of Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. For the Houston Cougars, at the point, number 7, Milos Uzan, 6'4", 190 junior, Las Vegas, Nevada. Oklahoma transfer at the 2, number 4, L.J. Cryer. 6'1", 200 senior, Katie, Texas, a Baylor transfer. At the 3, number 21, Emmanuel Sharp, 6'3", 210 junior, Tampa, Florida. Getting the start tonight in place of the injured Jawan Roberts, number 23, Terrence Arsenault, 6'6", 205 sophomore from Beaumont, Texas. He'll be at the 4, man in the middle. The starting center, number 11, Joseph Tugler, 6'8", 230, sophomore from Monroe, Louisiana. Those are the Houston Cougars, 28-4 on the year. They went 19-1 through the Big 12, 10-0 in away games, 2-3 in neutral floor games. Kelvin Sampson, the head coach. Mark Durant introduces you now to the BYU Cougars.
At the point guard for the Cougars, number 3, Yegor Demin, 6'9", freshman out of Moscow, Russia. At the 2, number 21, Trevin Nell, 6'5", senior. North Salt Lake, Utah, Woods Cross High School. Your three man is number 15, All-Conference Richie Saunders, 6'5", junior from Riverton. Four man is Zero Mawutmag, senior out of Melbourne, Australia. The five man, the big fella, the man in the middle, number 13, Kaba Keita, 6'9", junior out of Bamako, Mali. That's your starting five for the 24-8 Cougars, 14-6. In conference play, 3-1 on neutral floors, coached by Kevin Young in season one.
Time now for the BYU Salt Lake Center tip-off. Discover BYU's hidden gem in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. The officials for tonight's game, Doug Sermons, Tony Padilla, and Raina Teeley. Doug Sermons working his 110th game of the season, second busiest official in college basketball. The busiest worked yesterday's game for BYU. That's Kip Kissinger. Doug Sermons working his second BYU game of this year. Tony Padilla officiates his 99th game of the year. Tonight, it's his sixth BYU game. And Raina Teeley, his 88th game of the year. This is his fifth BYU contest. BYU and Houston. Cougs and Cougs. BYU, it's C-O-U-G-S. For Houston, C-O-O-G-S. BYU in black with royal blue and white. And Houston as the higher seed in the home whites with red. And here we go from the T-Mobile Center in downtown Kansas City. Final Four Friday at the Big 12 Championship. Great to have you along with us. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant courtside here in KC. Ben Bagley back in our BYU radio studios. Winners tonight. Meet tomorrow at 4 Mountain Time for the Big 12 tourney title. Following this game, it'll be the 2-seed Texas Tech and 3-seed Arizona. There are only two Big 12 teams in the current membership that BYU's not defeated in 2 years. One is Texas Tech. The Cougs are 0-3. The other is Houston. BYU's 0-2. And the Cougs, well, if things break right, they might get both teams here in the next 2 days.
Get two birds with two games here.
Kebakeda. And Joseph Tugler for the opening tap. And it's the rare tap that Kaba doesn't win.
I think that was a quick toss. Kaba was taken off guard a little.
The off guard. LJ Cryer possesses up top. Right wing to Sharp. Runner banks and misses. And then the rebound knocked out of bounds by UH. It'll be BYU basketball.
Good defensive stop here. Now BYU started out bringing Trevin off a screen for an open three to start the game yesterday.
Yegor Demin runs the point for BYU. BYU right to left as we see it and you hear it. The BYU forecourt away from us to our left. And there's Trevin with the three, but he missed it. And the rebound to Houston. Trevin went 4-for-4 from three yesterday. Got BYU off to a great start. Diving to the rim. Missing again in tight is Tugler. Tugler's 0-for-2 on two shots right at the rim.
That was an easier one than the last one and not even close.
Yegor hounded left side. High to Nell. Right wing Mawut. Mawut Mag outside the perimeter. BYU in forecourt away from us to our left. Houston will be coming left to right. A cut into the paint by Yegor and a kick out to Mag deflected out of bounds. That was late in the clock. It was an awkward-looking possession when the ball was knocked out, so a chance to kind of reset and get something clean here in the final 9 seconds of the timer. 19:01, meaning we're just underway. First minute of play here in half number one in Kansas City. Yegor, a deep forecourt send-in on the far boundary to Richie Saunders on the arc right side. Richie gets to the elbow, jumps it from there, and missed it off the back rim. The tip by Cable once and twice, no, and Houston comes away.
Richie had freed himself. His defender fell, but not even close from Richie on that little 15-footer.
1 minute, 15 seconds in here at half number one. Milos Juzan straight away for the Cougs in white. The Cougs in black playing right in front of us defensively. LJ Cryer backs it up, fades away, and in and out. Cougars catch a break as Richie collects the rebound. Was grabbed in backcourt. Got out ahead to Mawut Mag. Mawut has it knocked out of his hands. Another BYU turnover there, and that'll be a foul as BYU tried to win the ball back. Did Mawut pick it up? Who'd they give it to?
I think they got Yegor.
So neither team's made a shot. Houston 0-for-3, BYU 0-for-2. Our first giveaway of the game goes against BYU. Cougs had 15 at Houston back on January 4th. Those 15 turnovers turned into 24 Houston points off a turnover.
Looks like we're going to have one of those games where it goes 5 minutes with neither team scoring.
Like we saw at Hilton Coliseum 10 days ago. Houston in forecourt. Elbow jumper good from LJ Cryer. So good in the mid-range. He scores the first two. Houston 2, BYU no score. 2 minutes gone here at T-Mobile Center. Yegor out front. Right wing Richie. Richie accelerates to meet. Bounces to Yegor. Open for three left side. Looking to beat Uzan to the base. Cut off on the block. Leans in. A little up and under. Handed off to Kaba and he bobbled it. Kaba thought Yegor was going up with it. Wasn't ready for the pass. Another turnover. Stumbling into the paint. Missing at the rim is Sharp. And it goes out to LJ Cryer for a three when it looked like they were going to have a turnover. 5-0 Houston.
Well, BYU's getting good looks, and they should have had an easy bucket there, and now they've found themselves down five.
Left wing Saunders, left corner Mawut for three. That's going to be well short. It pins between the rim and the backboard. It'll be Houston basketball. Pardon me. Houston won the tip. It'll be BYU basketball on the arrow. So 5-0 Houston, and the Cougars are scoreless in 2.5 minutes on 0-for-3 shooting with a couple of turnovers.
It just always seems to happen if you don't get that rebound. They're able to kick it out, and then the guy's wide open for a three, knocks it down.
Trevin Nell, left corner, straight away to Yegor Demin. Yegor will back it up toward the halfway line with a right-hand dribble. Terminates, his pass deflected out of bounds. Just jumping into the passing lane is Milos Juzan, making it difficult for Yegor, who's 6-9 and certainly can see over almost everybody, but that was a pass that didn't find his target on the deflection, and Houston deflects almost everything. It seems like they get a hand on so many balls.
They're not particularly tall, but they're super athletic. Here's Nell.
I've never seen this. Back-to-back shots pinned between the rim and the glass. And
wow.
This one will go to Houston on the arrow. We've done this a long time, Mark. I know that's the first time we've seen consecutive shots pinned between the rim and the backboard.
Put that one in the books right there. But the sad thing is BYU again gets a look, and they're getting looks, but these aren't even close. I mean, if you're doing that, it's not close.
3 minutes gone. The Cougs have yet to score. The BYU Cougs have yet to score. 0 for 4. BYU, Uzan, elbow jumper. Good. 7-0 Houston.
They're going to have to find some shooting touch here quickly before it gets out of hand.
The game at Houston, Mark, was the only one this year BYU never had a lead. Yegor passes to Mawut. Mawut passed out of the open three to Yegor for three, and that's no good. Mawut had the offensive rebound, fouled to him on the baseline. Fortunately for BYU, Mark, these shots are not close.
Yeah, it's a complete differently than yesterday where everything was going in for BYU.
The lob from Nell got a seal to Kaba, but the help comes and knocks the ball out. It'll be a six-second shot clock for BYU. Nothing easy against Houston. Never is. 16-17 to go until halftime, and will the Cougars have a point by the time of the first media timeout? It is 7-0 UH, 3 minutes and 43 seconds in.
Kaba's got to go after passes like he does rebounds and really secure it, go strong with it. He's getting the ball in a good spot, and then it's getting knocked away from him.
So far boundary send-in on the base by Demon. Count at three, count at four, and did Yegor turn it over on the baseline? He stepped over the line, or he shuffled his feet. Either way, that's turnover number three for BYU. Yegor Demon will be replaced by Dallin Hall. And for Yegor, I think that'll be his second charge turnover. No, it'll be this. It was one team turnover. So first on Yegor. But just a simple little baseline send-in, and he moved his feet, shuffled, and was called for the travel on the baseline and turns it over. He now has a seat as Dallin Hall replaces him.
A brutal 4 minutes. Haven't made a bucket. Three turnovers, yep.
BYU 0 for 4 from 3, 0 for 5 overall, 3 giveaways. 4 minutes in, and we're certain to get to the first media timeout with BYU trailing as it's another junction jumper from Uzan. He knocks that down. 9-0 Houston.
Finding that opening mid-range, and just it's like shooting free throws.
The only team BYU never led this year, the only team, is out to a 9-0 lead in this one. Richie Saunders, right corner. Has it knocked away, but off the Houston Cougars. It'll be BYU basketball as Richie puts a shoulder into Uzan heading toward the bench. No one happy in BYU black right now. 9-0 Houston over BYU. It's all UH with 15:37 to go till halftime. We've hit the first media timeout, and BYU yet to score on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Basketball brought to you by Delta, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Back on January 4th at the Fertitta Center, BYU actually had the game at 4-4. It was a 4-all tie. Then UH went on an 8-0 run. They led 12-4 and never looked back. Game, BYU hasn't had a chance to be tied after the opening of the game. It is 9-0 Houston.
BYU has not been great in the first 5 minutes in the last four games. They were good yesterday against Iowa State, but they've had some of these five-minute stretches to start the game where they're having trouble scoring. The difference is they've done a pretty good job on their opponent as well, and Houston has found a nice little wrinkle in their offense to get to that 15-foot jumper, and they're having a lot of success, so this is not a good formula. BYU's got to figure it out, but you know, they've kind of been in this situation, and then they do figure it out and are able to score a lot of points, but sooner the better against this Houston team.
I go back to that first game. It was a significant advantage for Houston in points off of turnovers, and here in the early going, 7-0 in points off of turnovers in a game Houston leads 9-0, and the only second-chance points have gone to UH as well. An offensive rebound that turned into a three-pointer from L.J. Crier, the only three in this game. 9-0 UH. BYU will take the floor with Dallin Hall, Dawson Baker, Richie Saunders, Mawut Mag, and Fuseni Traore. So Kaba checks out. Yegor Demon had already checked out. Trevin Nell will leave. And so Baker and Traore are in after the timeout for Mag and Kada. 15:37 to play in the first half. Dallin Hall will trigger on the far sideline away from us. BYU in forecourt. Dallin slaps the ball, gets ready to send in. Count at three, count at four, gets it into Saunders near the sideline. Saunders up top, hands off to Hall on the right wing. Hall looks inside, stays high to Mawood. Mawood has actually back in the game and missed that three. BYU's 0 for 5 from deep, 0 for 6 overall, and the shots are not in and out or really close at this point. 4:40 gone in this game. BYU really struggling to start. Playing into Houston's hands, unfortunately. 9-0 UH. Cryer high, right wing Malikson. Flair to Cryer. Three off the rim, rebound, loose ball foul on Houston. It'll go against Javier Francis, I do believe. So Francis picks it up. Tony Padilla says, lighten up, Francis.
Nice.
All right, Dallin Hall from back to front.
That one.
Dallin into forecourt. When will the Cougs score their first points? We're 5 minutes in. But Mihailo Boskovic has checked in. 9-0, Houston leading BYU. Final four Friday here in KC. Richie Saunders is a good candidate, as good as any, to open the scoring for BYU. But he's double-teamed in the right corner and turns it over. Wow. That's four turnovers. Houston already a 7-0 points off a turnover advantage. Then Houston gives it right back. Dawson Baker down floor. Richie drop off to Dallin. Transition three. Is this it? Whoa. Wow. Missed it all. Missed it all. And the Cougs are now 0 for 6 from 3, 0 for 7 overall. Where's the team that made 18 threes yesterday, Mark?
Regressing to the mean, I believe, is what's happening. And you had the numbers and a nice transition, open three that went to wide right.
Well, at this point, just hang around. Try and stay in the game at this point until you find your shot, because it's gone MIA early. Left wing Wilson, angle left, stripe extended three-pointer long by the Cougars, and a loose ball foul. Foose is called for the hold. That'll keep it right here. So, chance for more second-chance points for Houston. The miss, and the Cougars can't squeeze the carom. And we stay 9-0 with 14:17 to go. But we saw in Ames how the Cougs could go 6 minutes scoreless and still recover to win a thriller. And they've gone 6 minutes scoreless here against Houston and down 9-0.
What's the over-under on a first bucket for BYU? I kind of like just trying to work it into Foose and let him do something down low. Just try to get something in the paint.
Milos Uzan, the Oklahoma transfer, will send in to the right of the Houston bucket. The only starter on the floor for BYU is Richie Saunders. Uzan, count at three. Wilson doubled off the inbound, and Cougs forced the turnover off the double. Dallin off the deflection. Down floor, Mihailo Boskovic. Trailer, Foose. Foose steps to his left, hands off to Richie for three. Now another miss. And then Foose knocks on the boundary, collected by the UH Cougars. BYU 0 for 7 from 3, 0 for 8 overall, 9-0. Houston running to the rim. Oh, a right-hand hammer from Malik Wilson. He was cleared for takeoff. 11-0 UH. BYU drive to the rim. A miss by Hall right at the hoop. That doesn't go. BYU 0 for 9, trailing 11-0. Transition 3 and 1. It'll be a four-point play. Mihailo Boskovic raked Emmanuel Sharp, who swishes the three, and it's gone from bad to worse. 14-0 Houston, and it can be 15 with a free throw make. BYU missing everything, and Houston shooting 50% from the field. The only team making threes is Houston, and wow, as much as things got away from BYU at the Fertitta Center, at least the Cougs scored a few points early to tie the game at four before Houston began to pull away. BYU's yet to score almost 7 minutes in here in this one. Free throw good by Emmanuel Sharp.
This is a team that scored in the 90s against Iowa State just yesterday. Can't get a bucket. Allen Hall was all the way to the hoop for an easy layup. Got hit on the head, but still should have made that one, I think.
Got right there. Boskovic high to Baker. Baker. Leg spread. Sees a double near the timeline. Boskovic left side. Baker right side. Back to Mihai. Mihai returns to Baker. Baker will drive, float it from 8 feet, and score it with the foul. And the Cougars score for the first time tonight. 6 minutes and 43 seconds in. Chance for a three-point play. 15-2. Houston now leading BYU. Dawson Baker takes the lid off and draws the foul. Foul number two against Houston. It will go against Terrence Arsenault. Two fouls for UH and three for BYU. We'll call that our money moment of the game. First shot make of the game, brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth.
You look at Houston, and they don't appear to be a dominant team. They're not particularly big, but, man, each player is super strong and athletic and talented, and they're just a handful altogether. Free throw good from Dawson Baker, so maybe they just needed the lid off, and it's still very doable. I mean, it's so early, and we've seen this team do it, but it was nice to get that first bucket.
Nice to see Andy Reid back in the stands. Second game in as many days for the former Cougar. 15-3, Houston leading BYU. To stay in the game, Trey Stewart guarding Uzan left side. Tugler hands off to Uzan, top of the key. Lobs it up, and a hammer home from Joseph Tugler. JoJo makes it 17-3. Foose. Top of the arc, left side, Yegor is back in the game. Right wing, Stewart. Right corner, Dallin Hall. And it was knocked out of bounds by UH. It'll stay BYU basketball with 18 seconds on the timer. Cougar basketball. It's brought to you in part by Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A proud sponsor of BYU Athletics. The Chick-fil-A foul shots become a fan favorite. Cheer for chicken. Go Cougs. Hall, 30 feet away, right side, cycled from Stewart to Baker, now with four and with three. Foose to Yegor at the free throw line, spun out, good looking shot, but it centrifuged away, and Houston comes the other way. Uzan, step back three, heavy, offensive rebound, Houston, reset Tugler. Steal Baker, Baker hip check by Tugler, Dawson gets past it into forecourt, looks to the right, drops it off for Yegor, right wing, Trey Stewart, three! And the Cougs make it 17-6, drawn within 11. Trey Stewart, two threes yesterday, and knocks down a three here. And what do we have after the make? Was Trey teed up? Oh, you're looking for just something to go right. And maybe Trey said something in the direction of the Houston bench. That's a tough one to take when you make it an 11-point game, 17-6. And, yep, Trey Stewart makes BYU's first three and then gets teed up. It's a Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. And Trey enjoyed that three a little too much, said the official. He thought he was taunting and calls the tee. And no reason to be too excited. You're still down 11. But that's, man alive, Mark, with so much work just to get a shot to go, you make a three and then you might lose ground on free throws and possession.
Well, you see a lot of players celebrating when they make a three, but he did it in the direction of the bench. Nothing unusual about what he did other than he was looking at that bench.
Cryer knocks down both technical free throws. So it becomes a one-point, three-point shot for Trey Stewart. 19-6. Houston leads by 13. Kind of a sign of how things have gone for BYU early in this one, unfortunately. Under 12 to play until halftime. Just the worst start. You can recover. Plenty of time to do so, but man. 11:45, a race to the elbow. Jumper short by Wilson. Rebound, BYU. Yegor into forecourt, left side, Mihailo. Loose dribble, back to Yegor. Return to Mihailo. Pull, fire, had the three blocked. Back into Boskovich's hands. 11:30 till halftime. BYU down 13. We've seen big leads disappear both ways in a hurry the last few weeks. Certainly manageable. Dawson Baker from the elbow, out to Mihailo, looking to beat his man to the base, floats it and missed it. Trey tried to slap it out of the hands of Malik Wilson. It goes to a UH Cougar in Houston to the forecourt right side with Emmanuel Sharp. Sharp races past Hall, lobs it beneath the bucket to Wilson, or pardon me, to Francis, who gave it away to Trey Stewart. Trey will drive it, and he gets blocked out of bounds. It'll be BYU basketball after this. 10:58 to play in the first half. It is Houston 19 and BYU 6. BYU shooting 13% from the field at 2 for 15, 1 for 9 from deep. But the Cougs get the ball down 13 after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
A couple other big games going on right now as we are in conference tournament territory. In the Big Ten quarterfinals, number 11 Maryland up 57-31 on number 24 Illinois. That game about 2 seconds away from going to the half, literally. Number 4 Florida is up on number 21 Missouri 27-13. That game in the SEC quarterfinals with 11:03 left, and early on in the game with 12 minutes left in the first half, number 1 Duke is up 14-9 on UNC at the ACC tournament. Now back to Kansas City with Greg and Mark.
Thank you, Ben. Over the last 7 years, no team nationally has won more games than Houston. 236. UH comes into tonight's game with BYU on an 11-game win streak. They're in their conference tourney semifinals for a seventh straight year. They set Big 12 records this year for most conference wins and away wins. They have been in the AP poll for 4 consecutive weeks. They've had 5 straight years with 28 or more wins. 32 wins last year. I could go on. Point being, you're losing to a really, really good basketball team, and there's no shame in trailing Houston. You just wish BYU could have made a couple of shots early just to settle the team in, because the start was so difficult. The Cougs now find themselves in a 13-point hole. Despite playing a little better and forcing a little more chaos defensively are the Cougs right now, the BYU Cougs, mind you. But 19-6 is our score. 10:58 to play until halftime, as Houston has led by as many as 15. And, yes, that lead came at 15-0 before BYU scored.
Now, the beauty of Houston is they really speed you up. You just, BYU looks frantic out there, and even when they have open looks, they hurry their shot. Here's Richie with an open look. He didn't hurry that one.
Three-pointer off the inbounds, and BYU makes it a 10-point game, 19-9. Now the Cougs are settling in, the BYU Cougars. Both teams are Cougs, BYU C-O-U-G-S, Houston C-O-O-G-S. We'll try and go with BYU and Houston, but Cougs is so familiar, it's just not a good night to say it.
It was a good inbound play out of the timeout. Richie faked to the middle, went to the corner, and they found him.
L.J. Cryer, right wing Wilson to the cutter.
Oh, that's off Houston.
And that cutter, Javier Francis, missed at the rim, and it was off of Francis out of bounds. And so BYU basketball, and suddenly Houston has more turnovers than BYU. 5 for Houston to 4 for BYU.
It looked like a dunk. I don't know who it was. Maybe Yegor came in and knocked it away at the last second. Beautiful defensive play.
Yegor to Cabo at the free throw line. He's open at the free throw line. Will get low. Jump hook. A little far away for Cabo. We don't normally see him take that shot. And he misses. Houston on the rebound. Malik Wilson, forecourt, left side. Wilson terminates. Finds Sharp at 35 feet away on the right wing. 19-9. Houston's up 10, but 10-point leads are almost nothing the way we've watched BYU and its opponents play the last few weeks. Cryer straight away. 9:50 to play in the first half. 10-footer from Cryer. Floater good. He's got the teardrop. He's got 9 here in the first half.
So good. He's got Richie on his side and never let him back in front.
3 Cougars with 3 P's. Trey Stewart just misses off the iron. The tip goes over the rim, and Houston comes the other way. BYU now 3 for 18 from the field, 2 for 11 from deep. How do you survive those numbers? Well, BYU's trying to find out, as right to the rim, dunking is Javier Francis as he got free on the seal. His first 2, and Houston's up 23-9 as Trey Stewart draws a foul, taking it to the hole and throwing it off the glass with the right hand. Took a hit, and he'll go to the free throw line for 2. Got to a 10-point game at 19-9, 4 in a row for UH since. Houston being led by L.J. Cryer's 9, 4 apiece for Sharp and Uzan. No one with more than 3 for BYU. Stewart, Saunders, and Baker 3 apiece. Trey Stewart can become the game's, or the BYU Cougars' new game-high scoring leader with a free throw here. BYU basketball brought to you by Smith's. Cougar fans, score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Trey Stewart is just a 50% free throw shooter. It's been a while since Trey's taken a free throw.
Well, he hits that first one, but the BYU defense is having a really hard time guarding man-to-man, and they're getting beat off the dribble. And then when that high screen comes, that pick and roll, they've been beaten a couple of times. The cure for me to that, as Trey makes both free throws, so nice job by Trey, is to switch up the defense. Maybe play a little bit of zone. I know Houston's got some really sharp shooters from the three-point line, but right now BYU's having a hard time containing them in the man.
So Trey Stewart, 2 for 2 on the trip. Those are his first free throws since at Arizona State on February 26th. 23-11, BYU down a dozen. 9:09 to play until halftime. BYU can climb back into this thing before halftime. Mark, that should be a manageable goal.
I think single digits would be a great accomplishment if they can get there by half.
Emmanuel Sharp to JoJo Tugler, base right. The back down on Keba Keita, spins back to the base. Jump hook heavy, rebound off the glass to Richie Saunders. Richie to forecourt. Transition triple. Yes, Richie Saunders! Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics, and BYU within 9, 23-14. Saunders with 6, leading BYU.
He's brought BYU back so many times this season.
Kick in the corner. Uzan for 3. Short offensive rebound to Houston. Arsenault. Step back 3. Sharp front rim. Missed. It'll go out of bounds. And BYU basketball. So no harm done on that possession despite the offensive rebound. 8-12 to play until halftime. And the Cougs do have it to single digits. Trailing by as many as 15. BYU down just 9, and Richie's heating up. Richie Saunders, 2 for 3 from 3. Both of BYU's, or 2 of BYU's 3 Mountain America Credit Union three-pointers.
Sharp tried to draw a foul on that 3, kicked his legs out, and actually kicked Trevin Nell in the leg.
Keita hands off to Mag, left wing. Mag will free some space between the circles on a 15-second shot clock. The under-8 media timeout coming on the whistle. Yegor finds Richie. Is he feeling it? He'll pass off to Yegor between the rings. They jump out on Yegor. Pocket pass to Keba. Keba to the cutter and a travel. A little indecisive on that. Yegor had the right idea. Timeout on the floor. 7:47 to go till the break. Houston by 9. BYU could have made it 7 or 6 on that possession. It'll be Houston basketball when we come back to Kansas City. Houston 23, BYU 14. The under-8 media timeout now on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU basketball is sponsored by Sierra West, the largest dealer in Utah. The lowest prices in 3 stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. Mark Durant, your main key to the game for BYU was outscore Houston from the three-point line. Right now, BYU's outscoring Houston 9-6 at the three-point line. But I don't think you accounted for BYU falling down 15-0 to begin the game.
Richie's starting to come to life, which is a good sign, but they've got some of the other problems that I did mention in those keys, that they're not getting in the paint. They're trying to run that high screen with Keba, and they're getting pushed out. So they do pass it to Keba, but he catches it between 15 and 10 feet, and that's a no-go zone for Keba. He doesn't know what to do with it there. That's not his fault. It's either got to be a lob to him or right at the rim, or you don't pass it to him. And so you've got to be smart and maybe try to go with Foose a little bit so you can get some points in the paint. They're relying too much on the three. They're shooting a lot of volume but only making 25%. So they've got to find a way to get some points in the paint, or it just relying on the three, as important as that is not a great formula for this win.
Houston 10, BYU 2 in points in the paint. Points off of turnovers in Houston's favor, but just by a single point, it's 7-6. As the turnover number is even at 5 apiece. Houston playing without Juwan Roberts today. 11 points, 6 rebounds per game for Roberts. He played 18-20 before getting hurt against Colorado yesterday. They're going to rest him, you'd think, for the NCAA tournament. Against BYU in Houston, Roberts went for 6 and 6 points and rebounds. We've got 7:47 to go until the break. And BYU trailing Houston by 9, 23-14, but the deficit was as large as 15. Once again, Houston is the only team in the Big 12, in fact, the only team, including non-conference, the only opponent this year that BYU has not led at any point in the game.
I did see Coach Burgess talking to Kaba that if he does catch it there, and that defender is coming from Trevin in the corner, Trevin's wide open, if you catch it, look to the corner.
It's BYU coaching staff led by Kevin Young, so great at on-the-fly in-game adjustments. We'll see if they bear fruit here in the final 8 minutes before halftime. Reverse pivot by Terrence Arsenault with the left elbow. Jabs on Yegor, cut off at the free throw line. Underhands it to LJ Cryer on a 7-second shot clock. 3 for LJ. Off the iron, the window, the rebound, Keba. Kata clears to Yegor.
I love me some Kaba rebounds, man. It's so impressive.
Yegor terminates. Man hopping into his face. It'll be cycled mag to Richie on the wing right. Richie drives hard on Uzan. Gets right to the rim. Waits, goes up. Blocked on the reverse lane attempt. And here comes Houston the other way. Richie trying to avoid fouling Uzan, who drives, kicks in the corner. Cryer for three. Glances off the rim and then tapped out of bounds by Joseph Tugler. It'll be BYU basketball. Yeah, so since going down 15-0, BYU's outscored Houston 14-8. Looking to climb their way back into this one. 6:55 to play until halftime. If there's one thing BYU's shown, it's the number of different ways you can find a way to win a basketball game. The Cougs may just have to come down from 15-zip to win this one. Number 15, Saunders. Stutter step to the left wing to Nell. Nell high, Yegor. Demon to the right wing. They soft double him. Pass left wing, Trevin. Trevin returned to Yegor, 35 feet away on the right side angle. 6:40 to go till halftime. Yegor accelerates, terminates. Great pass to Kaba. Kicks out of it to Richie. Richie will drive past Arsenal, reverse lane. Just didn't have enough gas on it as he was held on his way. He will get two free throws. Richie Saunders to the line with BYU down 9. Chance to make it a 7-point game, and starting to feel more like now it's kind of anyone's game the rest of the way. The Cougs have recovered from that dreadful start to settle in quite nicely. BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com.
Yeah, you're right, Greg. As Richie makes the first, he's got to have a level of comfort out on the floor. BYU is settling in, and you just want to make baby steps now. Keep it in range. Keep it in single digits at halftime and keep it in range. And then when it's late in the game, give yourself a chance in this one. And BYU does seem to be getting a certain level of comfort on the floor now.
How about Richie? 2 for 2 on the free throws. That's now 29 of his last 30 at the line. And BYU is on a nice little run right now. 7-0 to make it 23-16. It's only a 7-point deficit.
I think most of those were Richie. He's kind of picked up the scoring slack when BYU needed it.
Well, when BYU needed the most back in Boulder, down double digits, Richie got BYU back in the game and really helped turn that one around. Richie will have a seat as Hall plays with Mag, Nell, Traore, and Demon. Demon mans the post right now defensively. Sharp for three right side. Ah, just swished it. Late to him, and Emmanuel Sharp with his second three. He's got 7 on the night.
He's a sharp shooter, and Dallin helped too much on the penetration, and now a turnover on the sideline with Mawood.
Ends a 7-0 run, does the sharp three, and now the turnover on the far boundary. Turnover number 6 for BYU. Cougs have one more miscue than Houston. 6:02 to play until the break. Houston's up 10, 26-16.
Mawood uncharacteristically a little shaky in this game. He's usually pretty poised and solid.
Mawood didn't play a ton yesterday against Iowa State. Malik Wilson in the corner. 3 missed by Mercy Miller. And the rebound to Kuseni Traore. The kick ahead from Demon to Hall. Return to Yegor up top. Yegor, again, they soft double Yegor. He gets away from the hedge and finds Hall on the wing right side. Jumps a pass to Trevin Nell. Trevin returned to Hall. 25 to play until the break. BYU down 10. Can make it 8 or 7. Whips a pass to Hall to Foose. Return on the arc to Nell. Nell will drive scooping. Have it blocked on the baseline. Out of bounds off of Houston. Trevin thought he had a scoop and score, and the Cougars clearly had other ideas, and that was slammed to the floor on the block shot.
Again, Houston doesn't have a lot of size, but, man, they are good at recovering defensively and helping and blocking shots. You think you have an opening and you don't.
Yegor, baseline send in. Baseline out of bounds. The blob play to Kuseni Traore, 25 feet away right side. Yegor comes to meet, receives the ball at the far boundary. 1 second shot clock, so Demon had to launch it, and it's missed off the back rim. The rebound collected by UH.
Not good awareness there as Yegor was out near half court, didn't realize till late.
Under 5 to play. Until halftime, it is 26-16, Houston a double-digit lead. Uzan, a pass rolls off the foot of Mercy Miller, right back to Uzan. Came off the skee ball ramp. 4:45 to play till the break. 8 second shot clock for UH. Uzan high to Tugler for three. Front rims it, and good rebound, Yegor Demon. Yegor has it knocked away, fouled. Demon is fouled. He fouled number 5 on Houston, non-shooting. 4:36 to play until halftime. Javier Francis is the only Coug with 2 fouls. Houston Cougars, that is. Malik Wilson picks that one up. Wilson, Tugler, and Arsenault each a foul apiece. So 5 for UH to 4 for BYU. 4:34 to go till halftime. I think Cougs looking to make it single digits before the half is a reasonable expectation. Right corner, Yegor on the pass from Stewart. Yegor gives his backside to Milos Juzan. He backs down to the short corner, sees a double, high to Baker. Baker, one-hand bounce to Stewart. Right corner, Yegor, open three, in and out. Good look, offensive rebound. Foose couldn't squeeze it, and Houston comes away with the ball.
Foose is right there to get a putback and just couldn't secure it.
Sharp drives to the hole, misses at the rim, takes a hit. He'll shoot two free throws with 4:05 to go until the break, but a great look, and Yegor's 0 for 3 from the 3, 0 for 4 on the day. 2 assists, 3 turnovers, 3 of BYU's 6.
That was his best look, and it almost went, but almost doesn't get you 3 points. And you got to get those offensive rebounds, though, right? It was right there for Foose.
Emmanuel Sharp will shoot 2 free throws on the foul by Fuseni Traore. Cougar basketball presented by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. First good, and second good from Emmanuel Sharp. He's got 9, and the lead back to 12 for Houston.
Kevin Young says, Richie, that was a long enough rest for you.
Yep.
But get back in there.
BYU played its best, not surprisingly, with Richie on the floor, bringing the Cougs back. He took a break. Cougar stopped scoring, so Saunders is back in. Baker, little turnaround, fade away. Yes! Dawson Baker, shot maker, just inside the right junction. BYU draws to within 10, again, 28-18.
Baker valuable because he can create his own shot. And with this kind of defense, you need to have guys like that.
Under 4 minute media timeout is coming up. Juzan on the arc left. Pulls it out to the perimeter. Step back three. Good for Milos Juzan.
Wow.
His first three, that's 7. And Houston doing a great job of answering. Every 18 from the field, 2 for 11 from deep. How do you survive those numbers? Well, BYU's trying to find out. As right to the rim, dunking is Javier Francis as he got free on the seal. His first 2. And Houston's up 23-9 as Trey Stewart draws a foul. Taking it to the hole and throwing it off the glass with the right hand. Took a hit, and he'll go to the free throw line for 2. Got to a 10-point game at 19-9. 4 in a row for UH since. Houston being led by LJ Cryer's 9. 4 apiece for Sharp and Juzan. No one with more than 3 for BYU. Stewart, Saunders, and Baker 3 apiece. Trey Stewart can become the game's or the BYU Cougars' new game-high scoring leader with a free throw here. BYU basketball brought to you by Smith's. Cougar fans, score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Trey Stewart is just a 50% free throw shooter. It's been a while since Trey's taken a free throw.
Well, he hits that first one, but the BYU defense is having a really hard time guarding man-to-man, and they're getting beat off the dribble. And then when that high screen comes, that pick and roll, they've been beaten a couple of times. The cure for me to that, as Trey makes both free throws, so nice job by Trey, is to switch up the defense, maybe play a little bit of zone. I know Houston's got some really sharp shooters from the three-point line, but right now, BYU's having a hard time containing them in the man.
So Trey Stewart, 2 for 2 on the trip. Those are his first free throws since at Arizona State on February 26th. 23-11, BYU down a dozen. 9:09 to play until halftime. BYU can climb back into this thing before halftime. Mark, that should be a manageable goal.
I think single digits would be a great accomplishment if they can get there by half.
Emmanuel Sharp to JoJo Tugler, base right. The back down on Keba Keita. Spins back to the base. Jump hook heavy. Rebound off the glass to Richie Saunders. Richie to forecourt. Transition triple. Yes, Richie Saunders! Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. And BYU within 9, 23-14. Saunders with 6, leading BYU.
He's brought BYU back so many times this season.
Kick in the corner. Juzan for 3. Short. Offensive rebound to Houston. Arsenault. Step back 3. Sharp. Front rim. Missed. It'll go out of bounds. And BYU basketball. So no harm done on that possession despite the offensive rebound. 8-12 to play until halftime. And the Cougs do have it to single digits. Trailing by as many as 15. BYU down just 9, and Richie's heating up. Richie Saunders, 2 for 3 from 3. both of BYU's, or two of BYU's three Mountain America Credit Union three-pointers.
Sharp tried to draw a foul on that three, kicked his legs out, and actually kicked Trevenel in the leg.
Kada hands off to Mag, left wing. Mag will free some space between the circles on a 15-second shot clock. The under-8 media timeout coming on the whistle. Yegor finds Richie. Is he feeling it? He'll pass off to Yegor between the rings. They jump out on Yegor. Pocket pass to Kaba. Kaba to the cutter and a travel. A little indecisive on that. Yegor had the right idea. Timeout on the floor. 7:47 to go till the break. Houston by 9. BYU could have made it 7 or 6 on that possession. It'll be Houston basketball when we come back to Kansas City. Houston 23, BYU 14. The under-8 media timeout now on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU basketball sponsored by Sierra West, the largest dealer in Utah. The lowest prices in three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. Mark Durant, your main key to the game for BYU was outscore Houston from the three-point line. Right now, BYU's outscoring Houston 9-6 at the three-point line. But I don't think you accounted for BYU falling down 15-0 to begin the game.
Richie's starting to come to life, which is a good sign, but they've got some of the other problems that I did mention in those keys that they're not getting in the paint. They're trying to run that high screen with Kaba, and they're getting pushed out. So they do pass it to Kaba, but he catches it between 15 and 10 feet, and that's a no-go zone for Kaba. He doesn't know what to do with it there. That's not his fault. It's either got to be a lob to him or right at the rim, or you don't pass it to him. And so you've got to be smart and maybe try to go with Foose a little bit so you can get some points in the paint. They're relying too much on the three. They're shooting a lot of volume, but only making 25%. So they've got to find a way to get some points in the paint, or it just relying on the three, as important as that is not a great formula for this win.
Houston 10, BYU 2 in points in the paint. Points off of turnovers in Houston's favor, but just by a single point, it's 7-6, as the turnover number is even at 5 apiece. Houston playing without Juwan Roberts today. 11 points, 6 rebounds per game for Roberts. He played 18-20 before getting hurt against Colorado yesterday. They're going to rest him, you'd think, for the NCAA tournament. Against BYU in Houston, Roberts went for 6-6 points and rebounds. We've got 7:47 to go until the break. And BYU trailing Houston by 9, 23-14, but the deficit was as large as 15. Once again, Houston is the only team in the Big 12, in fact, the only team, including non-conference, the only opponent this year that BYU has not led at any point in the game.
I did see Coach Burgess talking to Kaba that if he does catch it there, and that defender is coming from Trevin in the corner, Trevin's wide open. If you catch it, look to the corner.
This BYU coaching staff led by Kevin Young, so great at on-the-fly in-game adjustments. We'll see if they bear fruit here in the final 8 minutes before halftime. Reverse pivot by Terrence Arsenault with the left elbow. Jabs on Yegor, cut off at the free throw line. Underhands it to L.J. Cryer on a 7-second shot clock. Three for L.J. Off the iron, the window, the rebound, Kaba. Kada clears to Yegor.
I love me some Kaba rebounds, man. It's so impressive.
Yegor terminates. Man hopping into his face. It'll be cycled Mag to Richie on the wing right. Richie drives hard on Yuzan. Gets right to the rim. Waits, goes up. Blocked on the reverse lane attempt. And here comes Houston the other way. Richie trying to avoid fouling Yuzan, who drives, kicks in the corner. Cryer for three. Glances off the rim and then tapped out of bounds by Joseph Tugler. It'll be BYU basketball. Yeah, so since going down 15-0, BYU's outscored Houston 14-8. Looking to climb their way back into this one. 6:55 to play until halftime. If there's one thing BYU's shown, it's the number of different ways you can find a way to win a basketball game. The Cougs may just have to come down from 15-zip to win this one. Number 15, Saunders. Stutter step to the left wing to Nell. Nell high, Yegor. Demon to the right wing. They soft double him. Pass left wing, Trevin. Trevin returned to Yegor, 35 feet away on the right side angle. 6:40 to go till halftime. Yegor accelerates, terminates. Great pass to Kaba. Kicks out of it to Richie. Richie will drive past Arsenal, reverse lane. Just didn't have enough gas on it as he was held on his way. He will get two free throws. Richie Saunders to the line with BYU down 9. Chance to make it a 7-point game, and starting to feel more like now it's kind of anyone's game the rest of the way. The Cougs have recovered from that dreadful start to settle in quite nicely. BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen, has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com.
Yeah, you're right, Greg. As Richie makes the first, he's got to have a level of comfort out on the floor. BYU is settling in, and you just want to make baby steps now. Keep it in range. Keep it in single digits at halftime, and keep it in range. And then when it's late in the game, give yourself a chance in this one. And BYU does seem to be getting a certain level of comfort on the floor now.
How about Richie? 2 for 2 on the free throws. That's now 29 of his last 30 at the line. And BYU is on a nice little run right now. 7-0 to make it 23-16. It's only a 7-point deficit.
I think most of those were Richie. He's kind of picked up the scoring slack when BYU needed it.
Well, when BYU needed the most back in Boulder, down double digits, Richie got BYU back in the game and really helped turn that one around. Richie will have a seat as Hall plays with Mag, Nell, Traore, and Demon. Demon mans the post right now defensively. Sharp for three right side. Ah, just swished it. Late to him, and Emmanuel Sharp with his second three. He's got 7 on the night.
He's a sharp shooter, and Dallin helped too much on the penetration, and now a turnover on the sideline with Mawood.
Ends a 7-0 run, does the sharp three, and now the turnover on the far boundary. Turnover number 6 for BYU. Cougs have one more miscue than Houston. 6:02 to play until the break. Houston's up 10, 26-16.
Mawood uncharacteristically a little shaky in this game. He's usually pretty poised and solid.
Mawood didn't play a ton yesterday against Iowa State. Malik Wilson in the corner. 3 missed by Mercy Miller. And the rebound to Husseini Traore. The kick ahead from Demon to Hall. Return to Yegor up top. Yegor, again, they soft double Yegor. He gets away from the hedge and finds Hall on the wing right side. Jumps a pass to Trevin Nell. Trevin returned to Hall. 25 to play until the break. BYU down 10. Can make it 8 or 7. Whips a pass to Hall to Foose. Return on the arc to Nell. Nell will drive scoop and have it blocked on the baseline. Out of bounds off of Houston. Trevin thought he had a scoop and score, and the UH Cougars clearly had other ideas, and that was slammed to the floor on the block shot.
Again, Houston doesn't have a lot of size, but, man, they are good at recovering defensively and helping and blocking shots. You think you have an opening, and you don't.
Yegor, baseline send in. Baseline out of bounds. The blob play to Husseini Traore, 25 feet away right side. Yegor comes to meet, receives the ball at the far boundary. 1 second shot clock, so Demon had to launch it, and it's missed off the back rim. The rebound collected by UH.
Not a good awareness there as Yegor was out near half court, didn't realize till late.
Under 5 to play until halftime. It is 26-16, Houston a double-digit lead. Uzan. A pass rolls off the foot of Mercy Miller right back to Uzan. Came off the skee-ball ramp. 4:45 to play till the break. 8 second shot clock for UH. Uzan high to Tugler for 3. Front rims it, and good rebound, Yegor Demon. Yegor has it knocked away, fouled. Demon is fouled. He fouled number 5 on Houston, non-shooting. 4:36 to play until halftime. Javier Francis is the only Coug with 2 fouls. Houston Cougars, that is. Malik Wilson picks that one up. Wilson, Tugler, and Arsenault each a foul apiece. So 5 for UH to 4 for BYU. 4:34 to go till halftime. I think Coug's looking to make it single digits before the half is a reasonable expectation. Right corner, Yegor on the pass from Stewart. Yegor gives his backside to Milos Uzan. He backs down to the short corner, sees a double, high to Baker. Baker, one-hand bounce to Stewart. Right corner, Yegor, open 3, in and out. Good look. Offensive rebound. Foose couldn't squeeze it, and Houston comes away with the ball.
Foose was right there to get a putback and just couldn't secure it.
Sharp drives to the hole, misses at the rim, takes a hit. He'll shoot 2 free throws with 4:05 to go until the break, but a great look, and Yegor is 0 for 3 from the 3, 0 for 4 on the day. 2 assists, 3 turnovers, 3 of BYU's 6.
That was his best look, and it almost went, but almost doesn't get you 3 points. And you got to get those offensive rebounds, though, right? It was right there for Foose.
Emmanuel Sharp will shoot 2 free throws on the foul by Husseini Traore. Cougar basketball presented by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. First good, and second good from Emmanuel Sharp. He's got 9 and the lead back to 12 for Houston.
Kevin Young says, Richie, that was a long enough rest for you.
Yep.
But get back in there.
BYU played its best, not surprisingly, with Richie on the floor, bringing the Cougs back. He took a break. Cougar stopped scoring, so Saunders is back in. Baker, a little turnaround, fade away. Yes! Dawson Baker, shot maker, just inside the right junction. BYU draws to within 10, again, 28-18.
Baker valuable because he can create his own shot. And with this kind of defense, you need to have guys like that.
Under four-minute media timeout is coming up. Uzan on the arc left. Pulls it out to the perimeter. Step back three. Good for Milos Uzan.
Wow.
His first three, that's seven. And Houston doing a great job of answering every little BYU push.
That was a tough shot.
31-18, UH, a 13-point lead. Dallin Hall, slow bounce out between the rings. Demons out of the game. Foose outside the right elbow. Richie open for a moment. Traveled with it. Stutter step on the perimeter. Timeout on the floor. 3:12 to go till halftime. BYU down 13. 31-18. Final four Friday at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. The Big 12 Championship continues after this on the new skin, B Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in. Enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right there in Provo. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. Back on January 4th at the Fertitta Center in Houston, BYU lost that game 86-55. BYU shot 38% from the field, 33% from three. In the rematch, BYU shooting 20% from the field and 21% from the three-point line. BYU trailed by 17 at halftime, then 39-22. BYU trails by 13 as we approach halftime here in Kansas City. 2 months later, 3:12 to play till the break. It is Houston 31 and BYU 18.
Well, Houston is the same team that I remember from the Fertitta Center, and sadly so far for BYU, they're not the same team I'm used to seeing the last month. They're not shooting it well. They seem rushed and just uncomfortable on the offensive end and really one-dimensional. It's nice to see Dawson creating a little bit off the dribble, but it's kind of all or nothing from the three-point line, and they're not shooting it well from three. And so they're going to have to kind of find a way to get back to that team we've gotten accustomed to seeing to have a chance against a still very impressive Houston team.
Cougs looking to chip away as we approach halftime. BYU has more of the blue than Houston has the red in the crowd tonight, but unfortunately, BYU hasn't given those fans in blue enough to cheer at this point. As BYU fell down by a score of 15-0 to open the game, Andy Reid is being shown on the big screen here in Kansas City. And who doesn't love Andy? Whether you're a BYU fan or a local resident or just a football fan, big round of applause for Andy.
BYU's gone a little bit smaller. Maybe try to spread the floor a little bit.
Milos Uzan will take it into forecourt, guarded by Trey Stewart. Picks up his dribble. The pass on the wing right to Sharp is knocked out of bounds by Dawson Baker right in front of our broadcast location. So Houston will trigger right in front of us. Emmanuel Sharp to do the honors. Into Malik Wilson on the Big 12 logo near the half-court line. 31-18 UH. Runner Cryer, a little strong on an offensive rebound. Stick back score by Javier Francis. They got the miss from Cryer. He's been really good. But the stick back makes it 33-18. So BYU down 15. And, well, that ties the game-high deficit. So all the good work BYU did to draw back with single digits. Right now sees Houston pull back away the other way. BYU sees UH knock down a miss out of bounds. Baker missed the shot from the left corner, and UH couldn't control. So it'll stay BYU basketball. Yeah, the Cougars got it to single digits after being down 15. Got it to 7 at 23-16. Since then, a 10-2 Houston run. Cougars had their moment. BYU Cougars, that is. Got the door open, but it's been slammed back in their face. A short drop off to Foose. Foose, a little right-hand flip off the window. Good positioning. And the assist to Dawson Baker. Foose makes it a 13-point game again. 33-20.
And Dawson making things happen for BYU right now. Off the dribble or the assist or getting in the paint.
Cougars hoping it's a tale of two halves. BYU just looking to get back in this before the break and all kinds of time. 2:05 till halftime. Emmanuel Sharp pounds the dribble, crosses the lane, steps through, and spins it out. missed the 10-foot jumper, but he drew a foul. He'll get free throws. 1:58 to play till the break, and Emmanuel Sharp, who's 3-for-3 at the line, goes back to the line. An 89% free throw shooter. So reliable, Emmanuel Sharp. Against BYU, he was outstanding. 18 points, 4 threes against BYU at the Fertitta Center. Sharp for 2, and that's a make after going front rim, back rim, and in.
Well, that bucket,
he's got 10.
That bucket from Foos is the fourth player now to score from BYU. Well, Richie Saunders, the only starter that has scored in this game for BYU.
Yesterday, the only players with a positive plus-minus were bench players for BYU. And 2-for-2 for Sharp. He's got 11 to lead all scorers. L.J. Cryer, 9. Richie Saunders leading BYU with 8. 1:55 to play till halftime. Cougs down 15 again, which is the game-high deficit. Foos, right wing, Dallin Hall. Holds it above his head. Straight away, Dawson. Pass to Foos. Knocked away, taken away. Turnover number 8 for BYU. The last 4 turnovers have been by the Cougars. Running to the rim, up and in. Emmanuel Sharp, 13 for Sharp. And the lead is a game-high 17, 37-20. 90 seconds to play till halftime. Dawson Baker almost lost the dribble. It was knocked away, but to Hall. And then the entry pass knocked away from Foos. Mark, Houston is on everything.
They're out-hustling BYU. Because I can, you know, this is a team that kind of thrives on panic and really, you know, I always say the blood in the water. They can sense that they've got BYU right where they want them. So everything's on attack mode.
Timeout taken. I think Kelvin Sampson called this, did he? Taking a timeout that he would otherwise lose. I don't know that. Did Kevin Young call timeout early on that big run? Can't remember.
I don't recall.
He did not. No, he did call one. I think when the thing got crazy.
I think he might have called this one.
This one
actually,
right now. Yep. Okay, so this one goes to Kevin Young. So BYU calls its first timeout of the game here. Houston yet to call a timeout, and they may not need to before the break. Well, Mark, one thing we felt fairly confident in was that it wouldn't be the same game from Houston. But Houston led BYU by 17 2 months ago, and they lead BYU by 17, by 17 at halftime, I should say. Houston led BYU by 17 at the break 2 months ago, and they lead by BYU by 17 with 90 seconds to go before halftime this time. So, yeah, it is the same Houston team, and unfortunately, it's not the same BYU team we've been seeing over the last couple of weeks, but more like the team that did struggle so much at the Fertitta Center.
Well, BYU needed to make 18 out of 36 yesterday to just barely beat Iowa State. I think they needed a similar type performance from three today, and they're 3-for-15. So it's been rough going from perimeter.
BYU basketball, Yegor Demin back in, and will lob to Richie Saunders near the timeline.
Everything is just panic.
Foos backs down from the right block. Looks to step through short on that little push shot. He missed it.
Again, that's a great look for Foos, but he hurried his shot because he thought it was going to get blocked. He had plenty of time to just shoot that one.
37-20. Cryer for the 20-point lead. Yes. Around off the window and down. And it's Houston 40 and BYU 20, and the Cougs are getting worked here. Richie Saunders went to the bench, and all BYU's momentum went away. And even Richie back on the floor can't bring the Cougs back in at the moment. The BYU Cougs. Dallin Hall, 25 feet away up top. 40 seconds to go till halftime, and BYU's being doubled up. Foos just inside the free throw line, dives low, has a shot blocked out of bounds that time, as he maybe waited a step too long. 8 second shot clock and a 34.7 second game clock here in half number one. BYU will need a massive turnabout in the second half, and Houston's a tough team to do it against. A 20-point deficit can feel like 30 against a team as tenacious as Houston. Dallin Hall slaps it, looks to send it from the right baseline. Richie, 3 off the inbound, and he sends it long. And Houston will now call a timeout, would otherwise not have disposal of in the first half. So Houston takes timeout, and with the shot clock and the game clock nearly equal, UH will play for a final attempt. So Houston, if it plays its cards right, Mark, should lead by no fewer than 20 at halftime. And hard to believe that the deficit BYU will face at halftime here might be larger than the one it faced in Houston back on January 4th, because BYU's made so many great strides. since that game. But on this night, it's just more the same from the nation's number two team and a top seed here in the tournament and a projected one seed in the NCAA tournament next week. And they're doing this, Mark, without a starter in Juwan Roberts.
This is not a great look right now for BYU, Greg. It's a kind of a worst-case scenario. I thought, well, maybe you don't get a win, but let's be competitive. There's obviously a lot of time left in this game, and they can get back in it and be competitive. But I just didn't want this type of game, and so far it has been this type of game.
Yeah, with Selection Sunday 48 hours away, you just don't want this to be the last impression, right, that anyone takes to the arbitration or the deliberation room. And, hey, BYU's resume speaks for itself. The work over the last month especially, outstanding. This may not be BYU's night, but you hope it doesn't undo a lot of what's been done in getting to this 9-game win streak. Doesn't look good right now, but 20 minutes and change to flip the script for BYU. And with a couple of, or at least eight, no, it, no fouls to give. Mihailo runs into a UH player on the inbound, and it'll be free throws now for Houston. That can't be tactical. That has to just been Mihailo kind of a little out of control. So that body check on the boundary turns into 1-1 for Joseph Tugler. It could be. You know what? I wouldn't put up. He's the one. He's the 54% free throw shooter, so maybe it is trying to find a possession. We've seen it work before for BYU. So 1-1, but he makes it. Yeah, once I saw it was Tugler, that's likely the one guy you want. Everyone else on the floor for Houston, 70% or better, except this one guy. And he bricks the second. So 1-for-2 on the trip. BYU down 21. BYU can now play for the final shot. Yegor runs it to the right wing. Tied up in the paint. Has it yanked away. Just taken away from him. That's turnover number 4 for Demon. And now Houston plays for the final shot.
It would have been way too early to shoot that, even if he didn't get it turned over.
Down to 6-5. L.J. Cryer rocks it on Yegor. Step back 3, in and out. Rebound Richie, and that will do it for half number 1. Houston by 21, 41-20 at the half. Halftime recap is next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats alongside Mark Durant. Here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant, courtside here in Kansas City. T-Mobile Center, Final Four Friday. 1-seed Houston, 4-seed BYU, all UH in half number 1. A 21-point halftime lead. Mark, just go out, play your game, see what you can do in half number 2. You thought winning the second half would be a reasonable goal for BYU. Just to show that you're more than you showed in the first 20 minutes when you fell down 15-0. Made a nice little push to get it to 7. If it's 7, you can keep it a ball game, but no. Richie hit the bench. Houston pulled away again, and a glaring number, you hit it already, Mark. 1 BYU starter scored in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of problems, but just overall, I'd like to see this team. I hope they were challenged. I hope they're a little bit tougher. They get after a little bit more, and I think they were just overwhelmed by the physicality and toughness of Houston. You've got to try and match that, try and lift what you otherwise would do and just try and be tougher.
The only BYU starter to score was Richie Saunders with 8. Everybody else was 0 for. Demon 0 for 4, Mag 0 for 2, Kata 0 for 1. Devonta Kata, he's scoreless no more.
What a great Kata play.
Kata hammers home on the alley-oop.
Well, that was a well-designed and beautifully executed play. So there's that.
Nice to start the second half. Trevin Nell was 0 for 3 in the first half, capping off those starters. Kaba Keita on the board, and BYU within 19, 41-22. Well, a journey of 21 points starts with an alley-oop throwdown from Kaba Keita. Milo's Yuzan, a crossover, cuffs it, lost the dribble, got it right to Cryer, who floats and misses at the horn the buzzer expiration on the shot clock, and Kaba collects the rebound. BYU in forecourt, maybe it's a new BYU team here in half number 2, but no. Yegor Demon whips a pass from his waist and right to a Houston Cougar. Turnover for BYU.
Unnecessary pass. I mean, it was an easy point-to-wing pass that
was made super difficult in that you have a turnover.
He had the assist to Kata. Now he throws it away for his fifth turnover of the night. Floater, Uzan at the other end. He's got nine, and Houston back up 21. You're looking for a little momentum. You score the first two. You come into fourth court and just throw one away, and Houston made BYU pay. Demon right wing Mag. Mag will drive it to 10 feet. Keep the pivot foot down. Out to Yegor for three. Front rims it. Rebound Houston. Rebounds even 21 apiece. Yegor Demon is 0 for 5. 0 for 4 from 3. 5 turnovers. Not his night to this point. Kevin Young preferred Dallin Hall to Yegor Demon for most of the Iowa State game. Sharp to the junction. Short on the jumper. They chase down the rebound. A reset. A bobble. A steal by Yegor Demon. Three on two. Drops it off for Mag. Mag trying to euro to the rim. Is it knocked out of bounds? It'll stay BYU basketball. Cougs in possession. The COUGS Cougs in possession with 2 minutes and 7 seconds gone here in a brisk start to the second half. It is 43-22. UH maintains its 21-point lead from the break.
Dallin will quick trigger for Yegor.
Quick Hall trigger. Inbounds to the cutter. Trevin Nell, who was scoreless in the first half and is scoreless no more. Trevin Nell scores to make it a 19-point game again, 43-24.
Had two easy buckets, and none were coming in the first half for BYU.
17:35 to play. Yeah, that was a quick hook for Demon, wasn't it? Arsenault sprints down the lane, blocked off the window. Kaba called for the goaltend, 45-24, back to 21. So we're just trading baskets right now. They called the goaltend, so they may take a look at it and see if that was really the case.
The foul?
Oh, and a foul. It's an and one. Richie picks up the foul. Didn't see that called, Mark.
Bad to worse there on that one.
Taysom Hill also in the crowd supporting BYU for our second consecutive day. The NFL Bright Lights and Andy Reid and Taysom Hill.
The call on the floor was a foul on 15. With a goaltending by number 13, the goaltending play by rule is under review.
And that should be a quick review. That appeared to be off the glass before Kaba slapped it.
All of that was true. Richie fouled, and it was a goaltending.
So, Houston may have a 22-point lead for the first time tonight when all is said and done after this sequence of events. BYU basketball is brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments.
After review, the goaltending call was confirmed. Made basket. One shot, Houston.
Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. Mark, such a great BYU crowd here tonight, but they just haven't been heard from, unfortunately, because it was 15-0 from the get-go. Little surge to make it a 7-point game for the most part. Everyone in BYU Blue has been kind of quiet tonight, unfortunately.
Yeah, this is maybe a little bit of a reality check, but with that said, you got to remember this is Houston. They lost one game in entire conference play. Yeah. This is an elite team. They make teams look bad as the free throws missed. Certainly they're doing that to BYU, but BYU's not unique to that.
Terrence Arsenault made the layup, missed the free throw. It's his first 2 points of the night. Saunders left wing hands off to Dallin Hall. Still time for BYU to make a push here. Lob up to Kaba. Another one!
If they don't win, I at least get to see some good highlights of Kaba Kata. That was impressive.
It feels like Kaba was frustrated by his first half. He's taking it out on the rim here in the second half. 45-26, BYU down 19.
Everything Kaba does is like he's very angry at somebody.
Arsenault on the wing left. Step back three, no. Tip follow, no. And Mark, 16:47 to go. Get it to 10 with 10 to play, and I'll be a happy man. And then roll the dice the rest of the way. 45-26, BYU down 19. Plenty of time. 16:40 to play here in Kansas City. This BYU crowd wants to get loud. Kaba's helping him with those fantastic flourish finishes on the alley-oop flushes. Hall. Between the circles out front, holding it at his thighs. He moves to his left, passes to his right. Saunders, right corner, Mag gets a step on Arsenault. Arsenault, good recovery. Mag short on the short jumper, and Kaba on the offensive stick back follow. And so rebound for Kata, and he's got six after nothing at halftime, and BYU is down 17. And here come those BYU fans we talked about looking to make some noise.
BYU's picked up 4 points in 4 minutes. A point a minute, probably do it.
Cryer, outside the right elbow, takes Hall low. Hall stays up and down nicely. Short on the shot by Cryer. Rebound BYU. Here come BYU Cougars. A whip Mag, forecourt right side. Mag to the trailer, Nell. Up top to Richie. Now Richie's got to get going. Nell, cross-court Dallin. Dallin, head fake. Drive it. Cuff it. Lobs to Kata. Kata wasn't expecting it, and the throw goes through his hands. Turnover. 45-28. BYU lead stays 17. Under 16-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. Tugler operates top of the key. Mag collided with him on a blow-by, and now we've got a foul on Hall up top trying to get through the screen. It'll be Houston basketball after the media timeout. 15:26 to play here in Kansas City. Houston 45, BYU 28 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU basketball brought to you by JCW's. Dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody, from burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's, quality and a lot of it in Lehigh. American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. Felt like BYU had 28 points by the second media timeout of the first half yesterday against Iowa State. BYU was 28 at the first media timeout of the second half here against Houston. 45-28, the UH Cougars have a 17-point lead over the BYU Cougars in their second meeting of the season. Again, Houston and Texas Tech, the only current Big 12 teams BYU's never defeated since joining the league. BYU 0-3 against Texas Tech and looking to avoid falling to 0-3 against Houston. University of Houston will play in a seventh consecutive NCAA tournament. They've been in the Sweet 16 the last two seasons. All time, Houston's played in 16 Sweet 16s and seven Elite Eights. BYU last and only in the Elite Eight back in 1981 since the expanded tournament. And the last Sweet 16 came in the Jimmer year of 2010-11, Jimmer's senior season. That was also the last season, 2010-11, that BYU won a game in the round of 64. And the Cougs will have a shot to do that next Thursday somewhere against someone, Mark Durant.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. But what's exciting me now, at least in this half, Greg, is that BYU, all 8 of their points have come in the paint. And I wish they'd have done a little bit more of that in the first half. They're being more aggressive, being a little tougher. And as a result, they've outscored Houston 8-4 here in this second half. Now, will it be enough? I don't know. But they're on a good trajectory here, playing more physical, more tough, and getting points in the paint.
The 4-seed BYU, the 1-seed Houston, 2-seed Texas Tech, 3-seed Arizona to follow us here at the T-Mobile Center. Mawut Mag will guard the inbounder. Malik Wilson for UH. BYU left to right in the second half. Houston right to left. And Houston will take it away from us to their forecourt, away from us to the left. Milos Uzan, the Oklahoma transfer. Hi to Wilson. Malik Wilson had 12 points against BYU in Houston back in January. Uzan crossing over on Nell, has Kaba on the switch. Now races past Nell to the baseline. Jumpers up and off. Offensive rebound UH. And a near travel in the paint. A tie up instead.
No, foul.
Got
the miss and just couldn't secure the rebound.
So of the three options, that would be the worst one. It would be a foul against BYU, as I covered all the bases there except for the one Mark mentioned, which was the accurate one. And that's Milos Uzan to trigger on the base right. And he throws it into backcourt where L.J. Cryer will collect. 45-28, Houston leading BYU, under 15 to go. L.J., left wing Uzan takes it into 15 feet. One hand pass in the corner. Three-pointer missed. Offensive rebound by Javier Francis. A reset to Cryer for three. Miss. In and out. Rebound Kiba.
I got lucky there. Three chances.
Houston's only shooting about 23% after halftime. 22, actually. The BYU's 57. And the Cougs have cut off 4 points of the halftime deficit. BYU's got to get going here, but they're on the path. Hall high. Stripe extended left side to Richie. Richie will drive it, cuff it, float it, short. Offensive putback hammer, Kaba Kata coming alive in the second half. 8 points for Kaba. That's a dunk on the stick back, and that'll be a power play of the game brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. The power play of the game brought to you by Hyundai. 45-30. BYU down 15. Uzan to the cutter. Kay, first lay-in blocked by Kay Makeda. And then BYU throws away the outlet to Malik Wilson. Wilson cut off on the base, finds Arsenault. But Houston's struggling a little bit right now. Steal, BYU, haul ahead to Richie. Richie will have a breakaway, and he hammers it home. Maybe Kelvin Sampson thinks about a timeout here. 45-32, BYU within 13. The Cougs have cut 8 off the 21-point halftime deficit. The COUGS Cougs are coming back. And now the BYU fans on their feet. Malik Wilson drives into Kibakeda, who swats it out of bounds. Triple team collapse on Wilson, and Kaba just hammered that to the boundary.
Kaba's channeling his inner Hulk. Somebody made him mad, and he is dominant on the floor right now.
8.7 rebounds for Kaba after a scoreless first half, an 8-0 run, a timeout to Kelvin Sampson in Houston. All right, here we go. BYU down 13 with 13.5 to go. Point a minute. You know you can do that. We'll take a break. BYU trails 45-32 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU basketball brought to you by Bailey's Moving and Storage. Bailey's Moving and Storage. We help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. Well, the largest deficit that BYU's overcome to win a game this year, 10 points on two occasions. BYU was down 10 at Colorado, came back to win. And BYU was down 10 yesterday to Iowa State and came back to win. So 10 points is the high water mark. How about coming back from down 21? Well, that's what the Cougars faced here in Kansas City, a 21-point halftime deficit. But the Cougs have taken 8 points off that margin and now trail by just 13 at 45-32 with 13:27 to play here at the T-Mobile Center on Final Four Friday at the Big 12 Championship. Signs of life, and no one more lively than Kaba Keita, hammering everything right now. Blocking shots on one end, throwing down hammer dunks at the other on alley-oops and stick backs. It's all Kaba right now.
He's a walking highlight. He's a guy that how I play like in my dreams. That's how I want to play. He's just a force and has been terrific. He has 8 of the 12 points of BYU, but BYU, you know, I thought, hey, let's just try and make this respectable, but this team had a different idea. This team has been in tough spots before, and I think the team now believes that they have a chance in this, so got to keep that momentum going, keep that aggressiveness going, and maybe you do have a chance.
Speaking of aggressiveness, as aggressive as Houston is on defense, UH has fouled 5 times all night. 5 fouls to BYU's 10.
It never ceases to shock me that teams that are the most aggressive seem to have the fewest fouls.
Milos Uzan, baseline send into the left of the Houston bucket, right corner three. Wow. Emmanuel Sharp with 16 off the inbounds. Yeah,
I was watching him. He just faded to the corner, and no one paid attention to a guy that shoots over 40% from three.
42% coming into the night. 3 threes on this night, and 48-32, the 13-point lead up to 16. Dallin Hall, right wing, Trevin Nell, turnover. Turnover number 13 for BYU. And the points off of turnovers, Houston's got 13 of those. Cryer nearly gives it up, but gets it to Sharp straight away. Sharp terminates, right wing Uzan. 15-second shot clock, 12:45 on the game, 48-32. Uzan, floater, nope, took a bump out front. Tony Padilla calls the foul. That's 4-0 the foul, so you would expect the whistle to tilt back a little bit, but it's 4-0. BYU's whistled for all 4 second half fouls. Kaba Keita has his second.
That was just a killer there. BYU had all the momentum. They leave an open, wide open three and then turn it over.
Javier Francis off the inbound, left wing to Sharp. Sharp will dribble toward the top into a three. Wow. Wow. Emmanuel Sharp, back-to-back threes. Takes the momentum back for Houston. It's now back to 19 points at 51-32. He has 4 threes to lead all players from the arc. 4 for 5 from deep is Sharp. Richie Saunders to Trey Stewart. Stewart at 8 feet. Hands off to Kaba. Kaba jump hook good. Kaba's got 10. 10-7 points and rebounds and 10 of BYU's 14 in the second half. From Kev Akeda, did not have a point in the first half. 12:05 to play. BYU looking to hang around, down 17-51-34. A high hill to climb. Got a cool Emmanuel Sharp down. Uzon. Explorative on the dribble. Now to the bump. High rock with the right hand, and now you got Francis tied up with Trey Stewart. Stewart will be called for it. A timeout on the floor. That's five fouls for BYU, zero for Houston in the second half. Kevin Young has his hands up raised. Can't believe it. All five second-half fouls going against BYU. 51-34. Houston leads the Cougars. They've scored the last four after BYU drew to within 13. 11:50 to play here in Kansas City. Time for a break. Ben Bagley coming up with a scoreboard update next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
Maryland just about to advance in the Big Ten tournament to the semifinals. They are up 85-65 with about 3 seconds left in that game. In the ACC tournament semifinals, Duke, North Carolina, right now in the second half, 11:35 left in that game, and Duke up 56-43 on the Tar Heels. Back to Kansas City with Greg and Mark.
Thank you, Ben. BYU Basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Tough to make a lot of threes against Houston. They last allowed double-digit threes back on February 1st. It's March 14th, so it's been a while. BYU may not get to 10. BYU would like to get to 5. The Cougs' season low in threes made in the game is 5. They did it on two occasions, a loss to Texas Tech, a win against West Virginia. So BYU doesn't need threes to win, but it helps. And yesterday, they needed all 18 threes to beat Iowa State. But in this game, 3 for 17 from the three-point line. BYU's not played a game all year, Mark. A game all year under 20% from 3. And the Cougs are at 17.6% from the perimeter with 11:50 to play here in Kansas City. Houston 51, BYU 34.
I'm a little bit more concerned about not letting Houston make the three than BYU making threes. Is somehow BYU making a run finally, and they let Sharp hit a wide-open three, and then once he hit that one, he's like, oh, I'm feeling good, and then he hit a tough one. That's 6 points that he shaved off this comeback from BYU.
Cougars got it to within 13. Right now 17 at 51-34, 11:44 to go here at the T-Mobile Center. Great venue, outstanding crowds, great teams, excellent league.
Can't wait till Houston gets a foul on them.
Houston and Fusene Traore on a chase down into backcourt as BYU knocked away. Houston takes it away, but it ends up in a shot clock violation after all of that. As the ball got knocked into backcourt, it was a chase for it. Houston won the chase, but by then the shot clock had trickled down to near zero. The buzzer goes off, and Mark makes that note because in the second half, 5 whistles have been blown, all 5 against BYU. Houston without a foul in the second half and only 5 fouls in the game.
I'm pretty sure Tony Padilla told Coach Young, hey, I called that one against Arizona, so I'm good.
For the year. All right. There we go. On cue. Emmanuel Sharp whistled for the foul as he held Richie Saunders on the baseline drive, and a derisive standing ovation from the BYU fans here. It comes almost 9 minutes in. First foul against Houston here in half number two. Houston hasn't had single-digit fouls in a game all year. They have only 6 in this game. Richie Hyde, Dallin Hall, right wing Baker, stripe extended right side. Foos calling for it, not there. So it's Hyde Hall with an 8-second shot clock. Short roll to Foose, kick in the corner. Trey missed the three. Rebound, Malik Wilson.
That's the perfect play. That help comes from Trey, but he had an open look, just did not hit it.
UH in forecourt, Milos Uzan, slow bounce. And Houston in no hurry. The clock is their friend. 51-34, drive by Milos, foul on BYU. That'll be 6-1 in the fouls, and so Houston will be shooting the rest of the way with 10:43 to play. So on the game, BYU's now been whistled for 13 fouls. That's against Saunders, right?
It is.
So 13 fouls against BYU to 6 for Houston. By the way, Houston's season low in personal fouls whistled against it is 11. Imagine if UH gets there.
So good that you can reach and slap on every play and hit the ball every time. That's amazing.
Uzan on the free throw. Knocks it down. He's got 10. And that's a third UH Cougar in double figures. 19 for Sharp, 12 for Cryer, 10 for Uzan. No Jawan Roberts, no problem for UH tonight. BYU with Kata and Saunders, 10 apiece. 52-34, 53-34. Uzan 2 for 2. He's got 11, and BYU's down 19. He's 21 at half. BYU got it to 13, but Houston restakes its claim to a nearly 20-point lead. Dallin Hall from the end line to Foose. Foose will bounce once, dive low, get blocked beneath the basket. Saving the corner to Dawson Baker. Dawson will float it, miss it, and a push on Baker up front. So Dawson took a hip check on the drive. It'll be foul number 2 against UH here in half number 2. BYU out of bounds with 10:25 to go. Greg Grubel, Mark Durant, courtside. Ben Bagby back in the BYU Radio scoreboard studios on this Friday night. 2 days away from Selection Sunday. BYU will hear its name called. That's the good news out of all this. Dawson Baker up top, left wing, Dallin Hall. Dallin cut off on his drive. Now restarts down the end line and tried to pass in the corner. It's another foul against Houston. Now they're piling up on the whistles. I think Sharp this time. Previous foul was on Malik Wilson. Wilson has 2, Sharp has 2. Any foul trouble for UH? Nope. Nobody more than 2 fouls. BYU with no one more than 2 fouls either. So nobody in foul trouble. They're going to say Dallin will be shooting free throws on this. So Dawson got it to Dallin, and Dallin was fouled. It wasn't Dawson out front. It was Dallin beneath the basket, I guess.
Yeah, Dallin took it baseline and was able to draw contact and kind of threw it up, so they gave him free throws.
So 53-35 on the Dallin Hall make. And 2 for 2. Dallin rattles second one in for DH. Those are his first points of the night. No field goals, 2 free throws. Dallin 0 for 2 from the field. Left wing, LJ Cryer. Houston gets it into forecourt with a 17-point lead, 53-36. 10 minutes to play. Trey knocked the ball away, but Uzan recovered. A quick cycle to Cryer for 3 in the right corner, and that's good. LJ Cryer with a dozen.
Blocked at the rim. Baker drives, blocked, and rebounded by Houston.
20-point lead now for UH. Almost back to their 21-point cushion of halftime. So all that work BYU did has been undone, and now a reach foul by Stewart out front. That'll be 1-1, and Houston shoots the rest of the way. And you give Houston a 20-point lead under 10. Good luck getting back in this one. That's a tough one. It's a tough foul. Gives Houston 1-1. Lead could be 22 if Uzan does his job. It's not impossible, but the way Houston plays, the amount of effort you have to expend just to play your regular game, making it back from down 20 is a tall task indeed.
Frustrating to see BYU give up some open threes here in the second half, and that number is climbing for the Houston Cougars.
Uzan only a 72% free throw shooter, but he rattles that in, so he's got a dozen. Uzan 12, Cryer 15, Sharp 19. I gave Cryer a dozen. He's actually up to 215 points. 3 threes. Uzan 2 for 2, and just like that, Mark, it's the game-high lead now for Houston at 22.
BYU had been winning that half significantly, but now Houston is ahead.
Baker, right wing, Stewart. A crossover, a driving kick to Demon. Yegor's back in the game. Yegor's played 18 minutes. Dallin Hall's played 20. Dawson spins to the left elbow. Takes a body check, no call.
Pass.
Yegor whips it low to Foose. Little jump hook, good. Well done by both Yegor. And the hockey assist as well from Dawson as Foose finishes. Foose has 4. BYU's down 20. 58-38. 9:05. And Houston doing a little more walking into forecourt. Again, they should be in absolutely no hurry. Cryer shoves away Baker, gets Foose on a soft hedge, and Cryer gives it up to Sharp up top. Sharp gets around Stewart, bangs into him, gets right to the rim, lays it up, and in it drops. Emmanuel Sharp, 21 points for Houston. Richie looks to answer, gets beneath the hoop the other way, right block to the cutter. Yegor, and one. 8:33 to go. BYU makes it an 18-point game. Pardon me, a 20-point game again. 60-40 on the Yegor make. And he'll go to the free throw line to complete a three-point play. Mawut Mag in. Trey Stewart out. Joseph Tugler in. Javier Francis out. Houston playing without starter Jawan Roberts. BYU got Iowa State without two starters yesterday. That helped the Cougs against the Cyclones. And Roberts' absence, not nearly enough help on this night for BYU to this point. 60-40. Yegor free throw. Good.
Well, Roberts is a kind of a rebounder. BYU is out rebounding Houston here and doing a nice job on the second chance points, but it's too many other statistics not going BYU's way.
Houston a 6-point lead in points off of turnovers. BYU has turned it over 13 times. 8:20 to go. BYU down 19, 60-41. Uzen, a one-hand bounce pass, Cryer left wing, left corner. Malik Wilson will drive. Back to LJ, wide open three. Short on that. Woefully short. Yeah. He had too much time. Yegor into forecourt. Off the rebound. Yegor changes speeds, goes right elbow, goes left wing now to Dawson. Eight-footer up and heavy. Rebound deflects to Richie Saunders. A reset to Dawson. Step back three for DB. Got it.
Beautiful.
Dawson Baker, shot maker. Three-pointer left side. Cougs not dead yet. 16-point deficit with 7:46 to go. The under 8-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. Wouldn't this be something? Probably got to get it to 10 in the next couple of minutes. 60-44. BYU down 16. 7:33 to go. Uzan out front. Right wing Sharp. Sharp has been excellent. 21 for UH. Fadeaway 18-footer. Short on the shot from Sharp. Offensive rebound. UH reset. Another clock. That's a tough one. I've said that a few times tonight. They just take the wind out of you with the way they play.
Everybody just crashes so hard, all five of them.
Uzan cut off in the paint, lost the dribble, regains, and just shovels it out to Cryer with four and with three. LJ got to the rim, blocked by Foose, but a foul out front. It'll be 1-1 on a two-second shot clock. That foul came. So UH will be back at the line on BYU's eighth foul of half number two. 8-4 in the fouls. It'll be UH back at free throw stripe after this timeout. 7:04 to go here in Kansas City. Houston 60 and BYU 44 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. Jones Paint and Glass serving Utah and the Intermountain West since 1938. Visit jonespg.com to find a location near you. Well, BYU's lost only six games in regulation this year. They have two overtime losses, but in five of the six regulation losses, these are the point totals for BYU. 64, 55, 67, 67, 66. BYU averages 82 a game. And the season low for BYU, 55 at Houston. And with 7:04 to go here against Houston, BYU sitting at 44. So BYU rarely wins the grinders, the low-scoring yeah. games that turn into rock fights. The Cougs kind of have to be going and flowing for it to happen for BYU, and it doesn't usually happen that way against Houston. We knew that going in, but, man, the UH Cougars have been excellent. And every time BYU closes the gap a little bit, Houston does what it needs to keep BYU at bay. But it is currently a 6-0. BYU run. The score is 60-44. BYU down 16 with under 8 to go here in Kansas City.
Well, if you're looking for positives, the second half has been a positive. BYU's played well, but they spotted the Houston 15 points in that first half to start the game, and they basically played them even since then.
Yeah.
And then you look at the three-pointers. I mean, obviously BYU's got to shoot well from the three to be able to hang with Houston. And just like in Houston, Houston is the team that is doubling up BYU yeah. on the threes. They've got eight. BYU's got four. I mean, it's just a tough road to go on when you're playing Houston and you're not shooting the ball particularly well from the three-point line.
That was your one main key to the game was three-point shooting. Yeah. Beat the UH Cougars at the arc.
And a lot of optimism after last night, but it just hasn't been there for BYU tonight.
LJ Cryer shoots a 1-1 as we come back in and knocks down the first. He's got 16 points and has made all three of his free throws. Yeah, since Houston went up 15-0, it's 47-44 in favor of UH. So it's a ball game after the first 7 or 8 minutes, but you can't take them away, unfortunately. But BYU just had such a tough time getting going. And while they never fully recovered, have shown signs of recovery. A three-pointer from Richie Saunders off the curl right wing, no, and a little heavy on that. 62-44, the Houston lead 18 in UH basketball. We're now under 7 to go.
BYU showing a little life, but now seems to be Houston answering again. Any kind of run is being squelched.
You wanted BYU to win the second half, and they're doing that right now. At least they were until that shot. Look at LJ Cryer, step back three. 20 for Cryer, and now the second half is even 24-24. Dawson Baker.
What an answer.
Puts BYU back in front in the second half, if you will. Makes the three, 27-24 after halftime.
We'll so take BYU, what we can get.
We're BYU's back to winning the half again. So 65-47, you add it all up, it's an 18-point Houston lead. 21 for Sharp, 20 for Cryer in this one. LJ is something else.
Dawson's been a bright spot for BYU.
Yeah, he has. 11 for DB. Three Cougs in double figures. Three BYU Cougs in double figures. Tugler on a back down. Send out to Sharp. Step back three. Doesn't look good, but almost was. In and out. Offensive rebound chased down by UH. New clock for Houston. 5:45 to go. Houston, an 18-point lead under 6 to go.
Any miss lately has been rebounded by Houston.
12-11. BYU one offensive rebound edge. As Uzan misses the runner right in front of the rim. Rebound to BYU. Yegor to forecourt right side. Houston has two more fouls to give before a 1-1 for BYU. Houston's in the single bonus. 5:20 to go. Yegor deep. Three. In and out. Deflected rebound collected by Joseph Tugler. JoJo clears to Uzan. And now Richie got hit in the head. The last thing you want late in this one is any kind of injury issues going into next week. 65-47. BYU down 18. 5 minutes to go. We'll see how Kevin Young chooses to play these waning moments. He'll have a long view as well. Cryer bouncing high to Tugler. JoJo gives back to Cryer. They run Richie into a hard screen. And now a reach on Richie out front. I think it was on Rich, wasn't it? Doug Sermons is walking toward the scorer's table and calls Saunders on
Tugler,
it.
So Tugler lowers his shoulder as he sets a screen on Saunders. That's a foul
they
right
wanna,
there.
They want to ticky-tack
on Richie.
So Saunders whistled for his fourth foul, and Mark, they've all come after halftime, right?
Yes, they have. He's got as many fouls in this half as Houston does as a team. I don't know that this game is something you blame the officials, but it certainly hasn't helped BYU.
All right, so 1-1, the final 1-1, as Richie will have a seat. Maybe Richie's done for the night. I don't know. 4:53 to go, down 18. This makes it 20 if Cryer makes them both. 1-1, though. Next foul will be double bonus for the UH Cougars the rest of the way. Cryer, free throw, missed this one. Rebound sat there, and so Cabus says, I'll grab it. 65-47, a Cryer miss, 4 of 5 at the line. Four threes for L.J. Cryer. Four threes for Emmanuel Sharp. Houston fouls on the BYU front end. Non-shooting. It'll be number 5. Fouls are 9-5.
It's just silly.
That's Houston's 10th foul of the night. So cosmetic foul for what purpose?
It absolutely is. They just want to be able to point to the number at the end and say, hey, we were fair.
4:40 to play. BYU's down 18. Dallin Hall, 30 feet away on the left. Looked to fire it down low. Now he does to the slipper, Kaba Keita, who rolls to the rim and scoops it off the window. What a second half for Kaba. 12 after halftime. 12 points, 8 rebounds. Bright spot.
Wish they could have found that with him a little earlier in this game because he has been great in the second half.
BYU's won the second half 29-24 to this point. 65-49, 16-point deficit. Stranger things have happened. 4:10 to play. Still time for BYU, but it's got to happen quickly. Malik Wilson. And Houston will take it slow. 18-footer for Malik. Oh, that's a tough mid-range, late, deep mid-range, and he knocks it down late in the clock. Malik Wilson's got four. 67-49.
These guys are the destroyers of hope, man. They hit big shots.
Nell for three, in and out. Trevin Nell, scoreless from the arc, 0 for 3 tonight. And loose ball foul with 3:46 to go. Timeout on the floor. Was it on BYU, Mark?
Yeah, it's on Tugler. BYU ball.
Okay, so BYU will have it out of bounds. That's foul number 6. So the Cougs will shoot the rest of the way, but this will be out of bounds when we return to Kansas City. So at the final media timeout, All Houston has to do is nurse an 18-point lead to the finish line. 67-49, UH over BYU on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The shot of the game is brought to you by Zions Bank. For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. And Kayla Cater tried to give BYU a shot in the second half, and most of his shots were right at the rim. Some amazing slam dunks on alley-oops and stick backs. He did the best he could. He scored 12 after halftime. He's got 12 points and 9 rebounds right now, but it may not be enough on this night. 3:46 to play. Houston 67 and BYU 49. Cave has been a bright spot. Dawson Baker a bright spot. They have 12 and 11 respectively. Richie Saunders only 2 after halftime. He's had a tough time getting going after the break. So those 3 in double figures for BYU. Richie with 10. Houston getting big nights from Sharp, 21, and Cryer, 20. Uzan adding 13. This without Juwan Roberts, who averages 11 a game. He did not play tonight, nursing an ankle sprain he suffered yesterday against Colorado. So with under 4 to play, we come back into live play with BYU triggering on the end line. Dallin Hall will send in. He's playing on the floor with Trevin Nell, Dawson Baker, Mawit Magan, Kayva Kata. So Dallin will have the ball and play the final 4 minutes here in Kansas City.
The miracle's going to happen. It's got to start on this possession.
Hall, Baker. Baker trying to wipe away Cryer. Hits the brakes at the right block. Turnaround jumper a little long and rebound to Houston. Now UH can get this to near 3 minutes, leading by 18. Uzan into forecourt. Tugler. As BYU pressures Hall, hugging Uzan, who receives the ball near the timeline. Tony Padilla's got to get out of the way of the jitterbug Uzan, who runs to the rim, lays it up, no. The tip, no, and out of bounds off of UH. BYU basketball, empty possession for Houston there. And the BYU Cougars will come back the other way. If the Cougs don't pull off the most remarkable of miracles, it'll be Selection Sunday for the next marching orders for BYU. Houston would advance to tomorrow night's Big 12 tourney title game. Nell, step back three. No, passes out of it to Dallin for a three. Down the barrel, in and out. Loose ball foul, Houston. 1-1 for BYU with 3:04 to go.
Yeah, that three-point number just continuing to drop for BYU. Now 5 for 24.
5 would tie a season low in number of threes. 20.8% would be a season low in percentage from the three-point line. Kabakeda shoots 1-1 on foul number 7.
Well, Kabe's had a good half, so I'm going to bet on him making this one.
And he makes that one.
Now, 2 for 2. That would be a real sign for Kabe. He's had a great one. I can't remember a player that's been more exciting to watch than Kabakeda, man. He is. Just what he does is so unreal.
Here we go. 2 for 2 for Kaba. That's good for his confidence. 67-51. BYU down 16 with 3:04 to go.
Another double-double for Kaba. 14 and 10.
Houston in forecourt. Right wing Tugler. The dividing line to Malik Wilson. 2:45 to go. Houston will go late in the clock, certainly. Malik stops at the free throw line. Bounces base right to Tugler. Return to Malik. Malik with 6 and with 5. Off balance, takes a hit. Threw it up on foul 10. 2 shots for Malik Wilson. BYU's previous season low in three-point percentage, by the way, 21.7. In a loss to Texas Tech, BYU shooting 20.8. The moment would be a new season low for the Cougs, the BYU Cougars. Malik Wilson, a four-point night to the line for 2. Houston shoots 2 the rest of the way. Free throw good, and back to a 17-point lead, 68-51. So we'll see Yegor check back in. Trey Stewart has entered. Mawit Mag hits the bench, and Richie on the bench, likely done for the night, you would think. Time to rest up, reset, and get ready for the madness of March. 1 for 2 on the trip as Malik misses the second. BYU on the carom. Cougs in forecourt. Dawson Baker left side. Dawson Baker top side. Right side, Yegor. Yegor between the rings. Back to Dawson outside the arc left. 2:25 to go. BYU in black, Houston in white. Dawson step back, won't take that three. Yegor will from the right wing and knock it down. Yegor Demon, 2:19 to go, 14-point game. Closest BYU's been in some time. Time is a factor, 2:10 to play. Houston gets it into forecourt. Uzon is held by Yegor, and that'll be two shots and two shots the rest of the way. BYU outscoring Houston in the paint tonight, 26-18. Outscoring on the bench, 22-9. Outscoring in second chance points, 16-10. The points off of turnover is not a killer. 16-10 in Houston's favor. It's that three-point disparity that's part of this one, as BYU's been outscored by 9 at the arc in a game they trail by now 15 as Uzan makes the free throw. He's 5-for-5 at the stripe, 14 points on the night. Another 1-for-2. Cougs not quite done. 2 minutes to go. Need some threes to go. Dawson, wing left. Right side, Hall. In right corner, Trey Stewart. Jumps into the paint. Floats it up for Kaba, who tips and misses with one hand. The alley-oop wasn't there for a two-hand finish. He only got one hand to it. Nearly got it to go. Did not.
He's really picking up the pressure. I would have liked to have seen the more aggressive defense earlier in this game.
Emmanuel Sharp out front, 99 seconds to go. Houston by 15 on its way to title Saturday as Dallin's called for a foul out front. Two more free throws. Mark Adell came down to the first 6-7 minutes of the game. Houston a 15-point lead, and that's pretty much all they needed. So the only team this year that BYU could not lead for a single second in two games was Houston.
Well, clearly it's a difficult matchup. Houston's a bad matchup for almost anybody in the country as the first free throw is good, but BYU just seems to have a particular issue with the way they play, the style they play. It's been the one type of game that has eluded BYU, and I don't think you get too discouraged from this unless you get a similar team to Houston in the first round of the tournament.
70-54, 71-54. Outstanding night from Emmanuel Sharp. 23 points. He'll check out for the final time. By the way, this is the first time in Kaba Kata's career that his team has lost a game when he's had a double-double. His teams were 5-0 when Kaba had double-figure points and rebounds. And tonight, with 14-12, BYU will not win, 71-54. As Kevin Young is emptying his bench, Elijah Crawford in the game. Dawson Baker left side. 1:20 to go, 71-54, BYU down 17. Yegor right wing, Eli. Back to Demon with a 10-second shot clock. Mihailo Boskovic in the game. Takes a bounce pass top of the key. Three. Missed it all. And it goes out of bounds. 1:09 to play in Houston basketball. And now we're just counting down the seconds.
I don't want to give Houston any easy points. Just play good defense, but don't foul. You're not going to win this game.
So BYU won't have a season low in either three-pointers made or three-point percentage, but it'll be well off the Cougars' averages for sure. BYU 6-for-26, 23%. A run to the rim and an offensive foul is called.
They're going to get, he's checked in the game, a bench player, and he set an aggressive screen.
He was trying to clear Mercy Miller's path to the hoop, and Cedric Lott picks up the foul. That'll be number 8, but it's team control, so no free throws. 1:05 to go, and BYU down 17. Yegor will pick it up in backcourt after letting it roll. Mihailo, 35 feet away straight away. Right wing Demon, step back three. In and out. Yegor tonight, 1-for-7 from deep. BYU's three-point number takes a bit of a hit late. 50 seconds to play. Trey Stewart guarding aggressively. Malik Wilson out front. Trey hits the deck. Malik picks up his dribble. High to Miller. Mercy to the right elbow. Spin to the paint. High. Off the window. No. Offensive rebound reset with a 7-second shot clock. Sharp, who left, shoots a three and knocks that down.
Why is he in the game?
Emmanuel Sharp adding to his tally. 26. Four off a career high. And that's 5 threes for Sharp. Dawson Baker drives to the right block. They'll cycle it Demon to Stewart to Mihailo left side straight away. Trey for three. Front rims it. Rebound Houston, that should do it. UH can dribble out the clock. And with that three-point miss, BYU does have its new season low in three-point percentage at 21.4, 2-1, and we are done here in Kansas City. 74-54, BYU loses by 20 after trailing by 21 at halftime. Post-game recap coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Final score tonight is Houston 74 and BYU 54. The Cougars scored 55 in Houston and 54 tonight. And, Mark, when we thought it just wouldn't be the same game, it was the same game in a lot of ways.
Yeah, Houston clearly has BYU's number for whatever reason. And even as good as BYU's played lately, it was same story, same result.
BYU on the night shoots 31.7%. 31-7. That feels like a season low, and it is. Providence, 33.3 was the previous low. BYU shot 37.5 at Houston. So season low from the field and season low from the arc at 21.4%. Cougs made all 10 of their free throws, but inconsequential on this night. BYU out-rebounded Houston, 39-37. Cougs 12 assists on 19 makes. Houston 8 assists on 23 makes, but Houston doesn't need assists to be good on offense. BYU turned it over, not terribly, 13 turnovers, turned into 16 points off of turnovers for UH. UH turned it over 9 times for 10 BYU points. Second chance points, BYU plus 3. Bench points, BYU plus 13. Paint points, BYU plus 8. Fast break was even. It's the start of the game, Mark. 15-0 Houston, and it was almost ball game at that point. Crazy.
Start of the game, they did make some free throws. That gave them an advantage. The three-point gave them the advantage. There's a lot of good stats, but, the only stat that you really need to look at is the final score, and they found ways to make points where BYU wasn't making them, and that got them the W.
Let's get to our New Skin Data Discovery, brought to you by New Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. New Skin Data Discovery. What do you discover in tonight's box score, Mark?
Yeah, I'm looking at it, and I'm going to go with free throws. Even though BYU didn't shoot as many as Houston, they go 10 for 10. And earlier in the year, and it's been a constant theme that this team struggled from the free throw line, and the last couple games, at least in this tournament, they've been terrific.
That's your New Skin Data Discovery. We'll have post-game coverage continuing from Kansas City, but coming up next, back in Provo from BYU Radio Studios, it's Ben Bagley standing by with Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live. That is next on the New Skin BYU Sports Network.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the New Skin BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
Welcome into Cougar Postgame Live, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. The BYU Cougar run into the Big 12 2025 conference tournament comes to an end tonight as they fall to third-ranked Houston 74-54 in a game. Well, it started slow and it didn't get a lot better for the BYU Cougars. But don't fret, BYU basketball fans, because that's not the last you're going to see of this team. Selection Sunday coming down the pipe in just a couple of days, and your Cougars are bound for the NCAA tournament and probably at a pretty high seed. I would say nothing less than an 8 seed, more than likely a 6 or a 7 seed. BYU still one of the best teams in the nation right now. Just Houston's got their number. Happens sometimes, so we'll look forward to Selection Sunday, see where BYU ends up in the first round of the NCAA tournament. We do know that first game will be next Thursday sometime. You'll be able to listen to it right here on the New Skin BYU Sports Network. Speaking of BYU athletics, after being up 6-2 in the eighth inning, BYU gave up 5 runs in the top of the ninth to UCF. Cooper Vest hits a solo shot in the bottom of the ninth inning to take the game to extra innings. Then in the bottom of the tenth inning, Luke Anderson singles to left center field to score Riker Scow, who represented the winning run as the Cougars get the 8-7 win. Keone Painter, 3-for-3 with a home run and 4 RBI in that game. So the Cougars get the win and even that series up at 1 apiece. The final game of that series will be tomorrow. Checking out top 25 scoreboard and conference tournament play going on. Finals from across the nation. Third-ranked Auburn advances to the semifinals of the SEC tournament after a 62-57 win over Ole Miss. Auburn moves on and will face 8th-ranked Tennessee, who records an 83-72 victory over Texas in their SEC quarterfinal. 7th-ranked Michigan State advances on from the Big Ten quarters with ease, dispatching of 23rd-ranked Oregon by 10, 74-64. And if that was easy, well, Wisconsin says we'll do one better. They beat UCLA by 16, and they will face the Spartans in the semis tomorrow of the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. Also in India, the Big Ten quarters, the nightcap for, or the night session, 11th-ranked Maryland takes down 24th-ranked Illinois 88-65. In the AAC, 16th-ranked Memphis sneaks by Wichita State by 3, 83-80 to advance to the conference semis. And a game still going on, coming close to final in the ACC, North Carolina Duke. It is a tight one. Duke had this one under control. Now a one-point game with 17 seconds to go. Duke up 72-71 on North Carolina in the ACC semifinals. Maybe we'll get a final to that game before we go off the air here in just a moment. Other games in action in the SEC, 4th-ranked Florida handling 21st-ranked Missouri with ease right now, 95-79, about a minute and change left in the game. And that one looks like Florida ready to advance to the semifinals there. Michigan-Purdue in the Big Ten tournament quarterfinals, that game just underway. 14-22 left in the first quarter, and 22nd-ranked Michigan is up 16-10 on 20th-ranked Purdue. One game coming up in just a moment in Kansas City, the second game of the Big Ten semifinals, or the Big 12 semifinals, is 9th-ranked Texas Tech will take on Arizona. 4 seconds left in the ACC tournament as Duke still with a one-point lead over North Carolina. Yeah, that game tight, coming down to the wire just like it should be. 72-71 currently in that game. After the break, we're going to send you back to the Utah Ice Center courtside seats at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City for more Cougar Post Game Live with Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant. BYU falls in the semis to the Houston Cougars 74-54. You heard it right here on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
From Kansas City, Houston 74, BYU 54, our final score. Houston first into the press conference room. Let's dip in and hear a little bit of Kelvin Sampson's post game comments live.
If you ask the coaches in this league, you're always focused on the game, the next game. I don't really watch a lot of the teams play. But the first thing that jumped out to me was how much better, how much they had improved since January 4th. I mean, that's a long time ago. The job that Kevin has done with that team. And they got really good players, but, you know, proud of our guys. You know, our defense is our defense, the way we rebound. The way we do things is we've been doing this for a long time. I mean, this is our, every how many years it is going to these tournaments. But first half defense was outstanding. Second half, we wanted to spread them and drive them because they were being really physical on the ball. We felt like we could get to the free throw line if we just drove the ball. But it's just a good win, you know. You get a chance to play in a championship game. At the end of the day, it's a three-day tournament. The game tomorrow night doesn't determine the Big 12 champion. The regular season determines the Big 12 champion. That's why you play 20 games. You know, we played a game on December 30th, and we played the last one on March 8th. And over the course of 20 games, we decided who the Big 12 champion was. Now, in this little three games in 3 days, it's an awesome, awesome chance for the Big 12 to show what how great this conference is. And you know, BYU is going to get a great seed in the NCAA tournament. They're going to be a tough out for whoever plays them. Again, you know, really impressed with the job Kevin's done, and happy with our guys. Obviously, having Jawan out, we had to shuffle some things around. But whether that's good or bad, I mean, we're used to having guys out with injury here the last few years. And so, you know, we just plug somebody else in. And Malik Wilson's he's been our best rebounding guard all year. He's our best rebounding guard. I thought his discipline tonight was outstanding.
All right, some thoughts from Kelvin Sampson. His team defeats BYU 74-54. For BYU, the Waystar Star of the Game is presented by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. And with his third double-double of the season, Kebba Keita, 14 points and 12 rebounds, is the Waystar Star of the Game presented by Waystar. We'll come back with more from Kansas City, 74-54. Houston over BYU in a clash of the Cougars on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU's nine-game win streak comes to an end tonight here in Kansas City, 74-54 to Houston. The one seed defeats the four. Time for our Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game, brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, everyone's metal store for over 30 years, a proud sponsor of BYU basketball. Dawson Baker, 11 points, a couple of assists, and 23 minutes off the bench is our Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game. Baker had 11. He was one of three Cougs in double figures. Keita, 14. Baker, 11. Saunders, 10. Then you go to 6 for Demon, 5 for Stewart, 4 for Troyare, 2 for Hall, 2 for Nell, putting you at 54. Houston defeats BYU 74-54. We'll hear from Kevin Young, the head coach of the Cougars, coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, here in Kansas City, Houston defeats BYU 74-54. BYU head coach Kevin Young has taken the postgame press conference podium. He'll soon be taking questions. Let's check in with the coach.
Okay, please raise your hand. Let us get a wireless mic to you. We've got a question on in the back on the right side.
Coach, for you, Leo Rivera with Scobuff Sports, do you see this loss more as motivation or do you see it as a learning experience for your squad as you look forward towards a tournament in the next chapter of your season?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Really a learning experience. That's what I just told our guys back there. I mean, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, obviously not at this level, but, you know, you always learn in the postseason, you know, just how much things get turned up. And I told our guys, for me, I learned two things in that game. One is the urgency that you have to have in postseason play and the level of focus, because everything comes a little bit harder in the postseason. You know, every pass is more contested. You know, every cut gets chucked a little harder. You know, every blockout becomes more challenging. And so you have to understand that you have to lock in even more than you normally do. And for me, those are the two things that I felt like we learned from this experience.
Got one in on the left here on about the fourth row.
Sam Foster, Daily Universe. This could be for either Coach or Dawson. What was the immediate vibe from the players in the locker room after that loss? Are they bummed out or are they more just looking forward to the tournament?
Yeah, I think, I mean, initially we're bummed out. Obviously, we wanted to perform on a stage like this, and performing this tournament is important to us as players. But, you know, I think we got to keep the motivation that we've had. It's important for us to keep that going on to the next week and focus on the next task at hand. But we got competitors. Of course, we're going to be bummed out about a loss. But we'll just turn it into something good for us, you know, motivate us and get back at it.
We're going to be on the right side here, about five rows back.
Jay Drew, Deseret News. Kevin, twice you've played Houston, and they just lock down defensively like they do against every club. But why does it seem you guys, they just take you out of your sets, or they make you, they push you out on the perimeter even farther? What is it? How are they able to do that?
So the first game we played against them, I thought it was all their defense. Tonight I felt like we got a lot of shots in the first half that we normally get that were good looks that didn't go down. I don't want to discredit Houston. They're an amazing team, and I learned a lot from playing against them. But I think it was a combination of, you know, our inability to make open shots. But the thing that they do really well is multiple efforts. You know, they take one thing away and you think you got them on a swing or something like that, and they do a great job of just continuing to play, you know, with multiple efforts, and that's a credit to their coaching staff to get their team to get that done on a nightly basis.
Dawson, what was said at halftime? You guys obviously down 20. You came out, seemed like you came out in the second half, and, you know, the effort was still there.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Dallin Hall, great leader, part of this team, and he really kind of just gave it to us straight, things that we need to focus on, about responding, and I think it just took us too long to respond. In that second half, you kind of see the life come back into us, but, you know, unfortunately to a good team like that, it's kind of too late. But, yeah, Dallin Hall kind of motivated us, got our spirits back up, and realized that, you know, there's a lot left for us on the table. And just about our character and how we're going to respond. And I'm glad that we did. You know, we didn't just shy away from the opportunity to respond.
Got a question here on the left, about five rows back.
I'll go back to Dawson here, because it seems like during that run that you were talking about a little bit earlier, Kiba really sparked you guys, a couple lobs, kind of some energy plays like that. Just what kind of energy does he give you guys when he's able to go up and throw it down and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think he set the tone perfectly in the second half. I mean, he's just an enforcer down there and causes a lot of problems. And seeing him get a block and seeing him get passionate about it gets everyone else riled up. So, he is a big part of our engine that keeps us going, and so it's always fun to watch him in practice or in the games, and I'm excited he's on our team, and I know he's going to keep bringing that, and you guys will enjoy watching him for sure in the postseason.
We're going to go down to the back row on the right.
Oliver Hayes, Buff Stampede. For Dawson, you guys shot the ball well from deep yesterday and then kind of went cold today. How do you kind of keep a short memory knowing that it can kind of go either way?
Yeah, it's hard. That's kind of something you practice daily in practice, you know, having a short-term memory, whether it's turnovers or a shot that doesn't go in. I think it's just a practice habit that you got to develop, and it's a hard habit to continue to have confidence even though, you know, shots might not fall, and that's part of the game. But we got plenty of good shooters on this team, and more than shooters, we got great competitors, you know, and I think, you know, they will eventually get their mind to be in the right place to make those shots, and some nights it doesn't fall, but that's how it goes, and that's the name of the game.
Any other questions? Okay, Coach, thank you very much.
All right, that's Coach Kevin Young and Dawson Baker. That's the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show opening segment.
Conference tournament, they put on a really good event, so kudos to the city and the Big 12. Thank you.
All right, that was a closing word from Coach Young. BYU Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. We'll try and get Coach Young with us courtside for a closing comment or two after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Craig Rubel.
We expect to be joined by BYU head coach Kevin Young for a quick couple of moments before we wrap up here in Kansas City on semifinal Friday. Houston 74, BYU 54. Our final score, season lows for BYU in scoring and field goal percentage and three-point percentage. So Houston showing why it's the projected number one seed next week in the NCAA tournament. Time for the valuable stat of the game brought to you by Ryan Valuation. BYU's accounting program is nationally ranked, so no surprise. One of the nation's top business valuation firms is run by diehard BYU fans. Need a valuation for your business? Go to RyanValuation.com. We like paint points tonight, Mark. After an early deficit, BYU ended up outscoring Houston in the paint by a margin of 26-18 tonight.
I think that was a big part of the success in the second half, going into paint, going to Cada. He was terrific and really attacking that defense. It paid off in that category.
All right, last couple minutes of the broadcast, we'll share with BYU head coach Kevin Young, who's put on the headset here courtside at T-Mobile Center. We missed the part of your press conference, Coach, right off the start, your opening statement, but I did hear you say that you felt the guys came out flat for whatever reason tonight.
Yeah, we did. You know, whether it's, regardless of the reason, we were flat, which was disappointing. You know, we've been a team that's been a super high-energy, super aggressive type of team, and so not sure why that happened. But, like the response we had in the second half for sure, but, you know, it's hard against, obviously, you know, one of the best teams in the country to come out, lay an egg in the first half and try to dig your way out of it. But look, I mean, they lost one game in conference for a reason. They're a really good team. You know, as much as their defense gets talked about, I mean, their guard play is as dynamic as any, certainly in our league, and I'm sure the country as well.
Well, obviously, you've got a lot to look forward to still, Coach, and next week's a big, big week. How are you feeling? You know, obviously, you had a tough loss today, but overall, you're playing great basketball. How do you feel about the prospects going forward?
I feel great. You know, I was just talking to some of my coaches back there and some of our administrators just to, you know, this conference tournament, knowing that we're what's coming, just managing it all for me is a new experience. And so, it's kind of an emotional roller coaster. You know, you get so geared up for this, and you want to win this, but, you know, you come up short against a team that's probably going to be a one seed in the tournament, and then you feel good about winning 9-10, knowing we're in a good spot for the tournament. And it's a lot to juggle, honestly, mentally. So it'll take a little bit of time to kind of just decompress from this experience, which has been a great one, a great learning experience for me and for our guys. And just so many things to be excited about for BYU. You know, we've been playing really good. We've been one of the best teams in the country over the course of the last little while. And so we're super excited about what's to come, you know, here on Sunday, figure out who we're going to play. And I'm just thrilled to experience it with the group of guys we have in our locker room.
Not that there's ever any let up in the NCAA tournament, quite the contrary, but you've just played 22 games against Big 12 opponents. The hope is you're going to see somebody next week that doesn't know you as well as Kelvin Sampson know you, that isn't as familiar with you and what you like to do. That could be a benefit for your guys.
You know, it could be. It's definitely, 22 straight conference games is a gauntlet. Like you said, the familiarity is it just makes things harder, you know. But I think that's it's a really good experience for our guys, because when things get hard, you know, you learn more about your group. And so the thing I just told our guys, you know, my experience in postseason play on the professional level is, you know, two things remain true for me every postseason. One, everything is way harder in the postseason no matter who you play. Every pass is harder to make. Every blockout's harder to make. You know, every screen, someone's fighting through a little bit harder because there's so much more urgency. And then because of that, it really comes down to simple plays. You know, you have to screen harder than they do. You have to move the ball faster than they do. And so for us, that's kind of how we've built our program as far as, you know, ball movement and all the plays and all that. Like, that stuff goes out the window. You got to be able to make really sound, simple basketball plays. And that's what I'm hoping to see out of our group as we, get to the big one.
And you may not see a tougher team than the team you just played. As you mentioned, they're a projected one seed for a lot of good reasons, so maybe a good primer for what's to come.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't limit it just to them. I mean, to battle Iowa State, you know, the experience we had in their building, even the other night was obviously a barn burner. At Arizona, I mean, go down the gauntlet list of the Big 12, And so, you know, our group's battle tested. That's one thing you got to love about our league. You know, I think it's funny. I'm finding myself having a conference pride as this thing is starting to kind of get towards the end. You know, I think our league is one of, if not the hardest leagues in the country. So we'll be ready no matter who we play.
Well, Coach, thanks for these postseason, post-game conversations to this point. It's been a great season to this juncture. We look forward to Selection Sunday.
Likewise. Thank you, guys.
All right. Coach. Thank you, Coach. That's Coach Kevin Young, and that's going to do it for BYU basketball on this Friday night in Kansas City. Semifinal Friday at the Big 12 Championship from the T-Mobile Center. Our thanks to the crew back at BYU Radio, our control board operator, James Finlayson, our coordinating producer, Terry South, our studio host, Ben Bagley, and BYU Radio engineer, Barry Squires. Appreciation goes out, as always, to Tyson Jex for his assistance. He's BYU Men's Basketball Communications Director. Kevin Young joined us pregame and postgame. That just leaves the guys on the headset. So, Mark, we get to head back home, and then I've always loved Selection Sunday. I love it more, of course, when we're going to hear BYU's name, which we will, but it's one of the most dramatic moments of the year leading up to some of the most dramatic weeks of the sporting calendar. So bring on Selection Sunday, and let's see what's next for BYU.
Yeah, it's a credit to Coach Young and this team that it's not a question of if, but when and where for BYU. And I'm excited to see what is in store for this team. I'm obviously a little bit sad about the result today. Sometimes teams are just better than you, and Houston is better than BYU. That's not to say BYU can't compete or even beat Houston, but they're a really good team. But let's not forget, BYU is a really good team, and I think it could be an exciting week or two coming up.
Yeah, these last 2 months, but 5 weeks in particular, were not some mirage or figment of our imagination. No. They recorded some amazing wins and take a really good team into the postseason. All right. Thank you, Mark. That'll do it for tonight. Back with you next Thursday somewhere in this country, Denver or Wichita or Lexington or Providence, for BYU basketball in the round of 64 of the NCAA tournament. But for tonight, Houston's a winner in the clash of the Cougars, 74-54, UH over BYU. My name is Greg Grubel, saying, in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Kansas City, Missouri.
You've been listening to BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, we hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Vorkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.